Yeah.
I don't know why they're yelling.
Oh. whose verse was that?
I don't remember the niggas' names.
I'm the hooper, the hyper, the petrified viper. When I'm out the hooper, you better decipher. In other words, you better make a funked up position. Because I'm going to be the Shaq knife and cut to a position. Forget
Tony Danza,
I'm the boss.
Why do you remember Shaq's verse?
Huh?
Why do you remember Shaq's verse?
Man, Shaq was like one of my favorite rappers back then.
Oh, my God.
Shaq had hits, man. Y'all be sleeping on Shaq.
Name three.
You Can't Stop the Rain with B.I.G. Get This
That wasn't
money.
A hit, that was just one out.
You crazy, that was a hit. Who wanna spark it? Rick the Chocolate, Macadamia, head clean to the cranium. You know the name, Shaq aim to maintain money on the brain. Can't stop the rain.
Legends and biggers, cream lizards, cream coochies. I do my duty as long as they fly as me and high as me. Success on my circle, try to break it, I hurt you. Ain't no getting out that, I doubt that. We want the exotic, erotic ladies, not them toxic ladies that burn a lot. I learned a lot from junkies to ruffians, from being tied up by Colombians. Cause 80 grams was missing. Listen, had to change my position.
It was dope. It wasn't a hit.
Let's say all his albums went platinum. I call that a hit.
That shit went platinum.
Legal Money with Mobb Deep.
Prodigy.
Yo, what up, son?
Let's show them how we make that legal money.
No doubt. Let's get the sloop so we can sleep on the $1 million rules, baby.
Word up. Show them how we do it.
Legalize, kid.
Legalize, kid. From Orlando, Queensboro, the infamous mall. You know your jaw, kid. Word up. Check it out, son. Superman emblem. Like with the mob in Metropolis, we call assembly. At round table, mapping out these strategies. Our faculty is world renowned. Known for 4 pounder, they hitting up rappers to their county. Highly explosive. It's dangerous, rap is loser. Leave them hung. It's Shaq putting niggas as a nuisance. 32, it's something for you and you. And him too. Superman, I hold the pill. Ron Vanderbilt, leaving the rappers. You ain't been doing this, so don't start.
Hey, yo, I'm trying to get this money. It's nothing like legal money. Stacking the cake makes rainy days sunny. One lump sum, blue chips and chicks, so I can play my way all day, every day. I'm trying to get this money. It's nothing like legal money. Stacking the cake makes rainy days sunny. One lump sum, blue chips and chicks, so I can play my way all day.
Lyrical profoundness like Mobb Deep. Mission on Earth. Bust them speakers and Jeeps. Phrase of day. Don't y'all sleep on Shaq. I reconstruct abstract facts. Visuals, clock speakers that for locker for residuals. I'm beyond understanding, mystical. Other world is super plentiful, physical, very lyrical. My style is tongue slashing, as well as brain smashing. Like in your kick without asking.
Never heard it.
And Phil was my father.
So as far as I'm concerned, he's my father. Cause my biological father. Biological father left me in the cold when a few months old. I thought a child was greater than gold, but I guess not. You brought me into this world, but you're not my dad. Mess around with them drugs make my moms mad. So we left you with no remorse or pity. Took the first bus from North to Jersey City. Women and child alone, now that's pressure. Mom's gotta go to work. Drop me off by Odessa. Mama, I'm Hippie, whoever. I'm Velma, Uncle Roy, we stuck together. He took me from a boy to a man so frail as my father, cause my biological didn't bother.
My biological didn't bother.
See? See? See?
That's not what I remember.
See?
That's the only song I remember. That and the shit with him, Red Meth.
No hooks. We don't need no hooks.
Oh, yeah. 40-ounce guzzler, the gold nugget fame. Punch holes inside those juggler veins. Wu-Tang killer bees when you... intellectual, styles wake your mind. Shine, nigga, shine.
Shaka attack has risen. Roll call 3 p.m. This is Twism. Always and forever, forever, always attack. I bring favor to the air like Craig Mack.
Check me, danger zone, coming back, back. Terror dome, like whatever eye, we can get it on. Break them back, I'ma set it, yeah. Who that dirty rat? Bring them here to the mind vendors, the death sender to your ear. Matt, what up, buggers? Put rats in no goodness. They beat the cow, breaking ribs with the 7-footer. Shaq, bring it to the front, now bring it back. To the head black, and when my soul train hits the track. Target, the billboard, charts don't get me started. The whole industry is gassed up and now they fighting. My object is destruction, for percussion. Rhymes I'm busting, got your whole block ducking. Damn, the end is here, apocalypse now.
Now, I did like that one. I really like that one.
So you never heard the one with B.I.G.?
I don't think I did.
Oh, my God. Or Mobb Deep?
I probably heard it, just don't remember it.
How you not remember You Can't Stop the Rain with B.I.G. spitting the immaculate bars?
I think I still got that CD somewhere.
Uh-huh. See, even you had a CD. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Shaq sold better than most rappers out here.
Yeah, huh? I know he sold better than any other basketball player. I know that shit.
Well, you ain't get Kobe's album?
Kobe had an album?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or the Iverson that never came out, Jules.
Oh, yeah. I remember he was on something and he spit, and the nigga's like, mm-mm. Mm-mm. Y'all need to stop this.
You know what else had a dope song that not many people know about?
Who's that?
Cedric Ceballos.
Really?
He had a song called Flow On. Boy, that beat was so hard. I think it had Warren G on it.
Side. Fool, try to take mine. You start to wonder. I know your name is Stevie. Don't think about it, fool, cause you know you can see me. 23, the number's on the tip of your tongue. I got ends and you can't have them. So slow your roll, deuce tray is in control. Listen, pay attention and do what you were told. As I flow.
See, but that Warren G wasn't the best rapper. So
crazy.
If, what?
That he album is spell. Oh, so man, what's next? What's next? What's in XET? Why nobody helped him with that, man?
I don't know, man. Yo, like niggas ain't had support teams for a long time. For real, dog. Cause somebody should caught that.
I said, what's next, what's next, what's in X-E-T? It's me, moving to the motherfucking G.
Cedric Ceballos had a song, that's crazy.
That boy was dope, too.
Didn't Metal World Peace have an abortion?
An abortion?
Yeah, the album was an abortion.
You stupid. I thought he had a couple cuts on there.
No.
I think Joy said it was straight.
Joanne lied to you. Like, sometimes I tell niggas shit is hot just because I had to sit through it, so I want somebody else to go
man,
through
you
it.
All, you think everything's hot, though.
No. No. No.
You think, let's say, I say 99.8%.
Yeah. That's just because I just can't knock nobody hustle, man. Like, I,
what? They suck. They suck.
Yeah, I'm saying, but hey, somebody might like it. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, you just champion them to continue ruining their life, pursuing a career.
No, if it's straight up, if I know you and it's straight up garbage, yeah, I'm gonna tell you. But if I don't know you, fuck you.
So you gonna say it's hot if you don't know him?
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna say it's hot, but I just ain't gonna have no opinion about it. It's music.
I don't even tell people I know no more. It's garbage because they already try to make diss tracks and stuff.
And see how that ends badly for them?
Yeah, but it took time, though. It's like, man, now I got to put a real track out.
don't act like you ain't like doing that shit.
Godly.
I got to put out these ether bars.
Like, man, all y'all suck. Quit rapping.
shit was out the blue.
Like, hey, man, I'm tired of hearing the trash, man.
I don't even talk to you. Why did you do this?
Ladies was like, man, come on, what's up? Man, I'm not talking about you.
I mean, hey, you only as real as the company you keep, dog.
I was like, come on, man. I had you on the track. Come on. You think you would have really been on my track? Really?
Come on. Hey, man, you might suck my association. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so funny. How the worst rappers, though, answer back? I don't understand that one.
Because ain't nobody ever told them they're the worst rapper. Everybody thinking they Drake, they turn out to be Meek Mill.
Yo, that's just one kid that DeVille killing, though.
For real?
Yeah, like this little Asian dude.
Damn.
Because Sam hit me up, like, I think she's like my nephew or something. He rap. Can you support or share the link? I was like, man, if it suck, I ain't sharing nothing. She's like, no, just check it out. I'm like, yo. Like, of course it sounds like stuff that's out now.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, he's talking about the same stuff, but the quality and stuff, I'm like, whoa. Like, this is unheard of in Waynesville.
Damn.
Dog, the quality is, like, top notch.
For real?
Yeah. I was like, Cher?
Yeah. Let's get this one going.
I gotta find that joint again.
When it comes to the music, girl, say I'm the only. I'm flipping this work, they can't move what I move. I'm creating these hits, claim they the same, they don't do what I do. Going hard, gotta go in here, I just let them hate. Cause through it all, they know that I get
women, you get bitches, that's the difference. When my day was, all y'all switching, that's the difference. I make hits and y'all keep missing.
I'm too quick with this race. Lapping your ass and I pick up the pace. I'm so high up accomplishments. I've done enough that I can't take a compliment. I'm so cocky and confident. They'd understand if they walked in these moccasins. If you talk like you bad at this,
let it be. Do you believe in me?
In the background, like trying to break out the asylum.
Yo, was she upstairs? That's the shit. I'm like, damn.
Somebody.
You smell like your. You sound like your breath stink.
What? Man, my breath ain't never stunk, dog.
You just woke up.
I ain't never scared. No, man, I got a minty pillow.
I got another question now. What? Why you be licking your pillow at night?
Nah, man, I don't. It just fumigates into your mouth. It's new. Technology ain't out yet. NASA.
It's got a NASA pillow?
Yeah. Just like the NASA diaper, man.
Hey, might as well make a pillow.
And get the inside scoops.
What did you give him?
Oh, I just gave him some pocket change.
Randolph! Leave me alone, Mortimer!
Randolph! Randolph!
I'm still not talking to you. Look! Mortimer, we're back.
We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that.
Ooh. Take two.
Yo, welcome to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 133. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Fudanati, a.k.a. if it's free, it's for me, a.k.a. the Black Pope, a.k.a. light brown like a Chips Ahoy cookie. I don't get sunburned. If you talking, I'll leave you on the mattress like sperm.
Just stop.
I'll leave you on the mattress like sperm, and the world will keep going as the world turns.
No, that was horrible. That was hard. You start freestyling halfway through that one. What's up, man? It's your boy Stone, Crip Up or Grip Up, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off, a.k.a. Hey, boo-boo, you looking at a bad nigga, a.k.a. the C-section, because I'm a cut above you pussies. Let's get it.
Dang. You should be a battle rapper. Well, back again. Last time Skype crashed like a quarter through the show.
Yeah, Skype, you're on some bullshit.
Yo, Skype was wildin'. I went through 4 days of Skype surgery.
And With help.
I didn't get help to the fourth day. I was like, okay. I'm done. And then I almost missed that because they was like, you're 10th in the queue. But then like when the next pop up, you're 10th in the queue. Then it'd be like, okay, it got down to 8, 7. Then it went back up to 9 in the queue. I'm like, okay. So I went to sleep. Woke up. Dude's on the chat box like, hello? I'm like, oh, no, I'm about to lose him.
Don't you hang up on me.
I'm not getting back in the queue. So if I didn't wake up, we still wouldn't be here. Because I was like, dang, it would help me. No way. So I didn't think they was really going to help me. But yeah, man, dude came in my computer. He was first, I was kind of skeptical.
Pause. Awesome.
Man, come on, man. Dude, what you call it? Remoted to my computer.
Took remote over. Remote access.
I was like, man, what if he go, like, what if when they do remote access, they go rogue and start going into folders and stuff? And
yo, just start going all through your stuff, man. Like, yeah. Passwords and bank accounts and all that.
Like, what if they got some kind of, like, a screen that it just shows you them moving around, but really that's like a fake screen, but in the back, on the real screen, they just taking your folders, putting them in their hard drives. And
laughing at you. You got all your naked pictures and all.
Or what if they have access, like, what if he has access now forever, and he's in there right now, just combing the computer, trying to find blackmail material. You never know, man.
Get all that porn off of there, man.
Man, porn is what crashes your computer. I never visit those sites. That's how my Skype broke. Yo, remember when we was recording that night, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Oh, we had a bad connection and it logged out. When it logged out, it just deleted the Skype. Like, let me take this too. I'm like, whoa.
Everything got to go.
So then when I try to reinstall it, that's when all the problems happen. I'm like, yo. So then the customer service, they was like, so did you do this and do that? I said, look, lady, I went through every YouTube video they had. I did all that. I deleted folders. I renamed folders. I reinstalled. She's like, what folders? I don't remember. Just go type in Skype stopped working and I don't know what to do. And you'll see everything I did because I watched about 9 videos. And did everything they said, and it still don't work. So now we're back in the game. Another problem. My website had the megabytes too low to run the website, whatever. Nobody could help me. Dude stopped answering when I told him what he told me to do didn't work. So I had to call another customer service and wait another 30 minutes. Host Gator. So then he was like, oh, I can fix this in a few seconds. I'm like, really? Really? I had my ticket in for 4 days. You ain't fixed nothing yet.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, how the other dude give up on you, though?
You know what I'm saying? He just gave up. Never came back. But his parting words were, "We're going to get this resolved. Let me know if this works." What, he quit?
Hung up on you, sucker.
Yeah, man, these people. So then I get that fixed. So then I get the website installed. Like, yeah, time to edit. So then I go to edit it. Boy, you don't know where to go. It's so many. Man, it's crazy. Like, it's 110 pages, and you got to, like, build a website out of all that. But it don't tell you how to, like, if I, like, it shows you, like, there's 10 different homepage examples. How do I narrow that down to one? Like, how do I pick the one I want? Why is there not an easy button that says, oh, you want example 4? Click here to install just example 4.
Yeah.
Nah, we can't be that easy. So I'm lost again. So now I need help on that. So I'm not getting in. I got far and then I got nowhere.
Yeah.
So diets. What's up with the diets? Not diets. Lifestyle changes.
It's going pretty good, man. Everything hurts, you know. I guess that's what they call progress.
Okay. You how many hamburgers or pizza you eat this week?
Actually, none.
No barbecue?
Nope. I've been cooking every day, but nothing too frivolous. You know what I'm saying? Baked chicken, a lot more chicken, turkey and stuff like that, man. I'm trying to cut back on the beef.
Like that Drake and Meek Mill?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Hey,
y'all got...
You gotta download this app, man. It's called Freeletics.
And what's that?
It's free, FreeLetics. And it's like a community, but they got like a bunch of workouts.
Okay.
And it's like 2 or 3 rounds, and it gives you everything to do. Like, if you don't know how to do it, there's a little video next to it. You click on that, and it has somebody showing doing the workout. And then it has, like, a time. It records the time you finish it in. So, like, when you do the first one, you got to hit the timer, and it goes takes you to the next workout. And then when you're done, you could put, like, you know, and put, like, oh, man, this one was hard, whatever, and people comment, oh, dope. But you got to have followers, you know.
So, yeah.
So it's kind of like Facebook, but for working out.
they come up with everything for social media, man.
So I downloaded it just for the workouts. I did one of them, and man, I was breathing hard.
Yeah. How many days you up to now?
From October 10th to now.
Okay.
So that's like probably around maybe 40.
40 some days.
But it's not like every like the last two or three days. I would say was light because it was like I was running out of time. So I just did in home. I was doing like sit ups and push ups and kettlebells. Yeah. But it's not a hard workout as if I went to the gym, you know?
Yeah, but it's still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's still like activity. So
yeah.
I've been doing activity every day, at least weights, push ups, and sit ups. But shoot, out of them 40 days, it's only been like 3 days like that.
Okay, that's good.
And, yeah, man, I was trying to go out last night with Chris Crespo. They was going to watch some movie, some midnight showing. So, I pulled a couple shirts out I have in a while. I had this Wu-Tang flannel.
Yeah.
And it was kind of skeet, you know. It had me look like Santa Claus when I put it on. So.
That's my Wu-Tang undershirt.
Yeah, so I found it. I was like, let me see if Wu-Tang talking about that. Put the Wu-Tang joint up, boy. I'm like, oh, I can wear this outside now.
And scale still ain't moved.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'm like, come on. Like the scale, it went down 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different 10 pounds. It's weird because before I was working out when I was at that weight, that Wu-Tang shirt still looked like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But now I can fit it.
Is it that muscle weighs more than fat? is that you're burning fat, but you're also building muscle, so the weight's not going nowhere.
That's what they say.
I don't believe that shit.
But if the weight's still there, like, is it like pulling your stomach? Like, is it tightening up and just making the muscles inside you bigger?
Yo, like, can I get these muscles on the outside?
Like, is it just like pulling everything closer? I don't understand what's going on. But, oh, I went to the VA. And the first time I went to the VA, I took, you know, you take everything out your pocket, take your jacket off, take, you want to be light as you can be. Take all the change out your pocket, your keys, your phones. Man, that lady was looking at me like, I was crazy. I had my iPod. I was like, no, I'm trying to get an accurate reading.
You mind if I take these pants off?
So, all right, after I took all that stuff off, I stood on the scale, right? So, I went yesterday. This time, I didn't take nothing off. Left all everything on, got on the scale, and I was lighter than when I took all the stuff off and got on the scale.
Uh-oh. Like, so that's results. Yeah, so it's working.
It's working.
It's working. Hell yeah. Like, yo, I tried to, I got a pair of jeans, right? It's my, no matter what I do, they still, you could lose a little more weight jeans, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers is tight no matter what. like, man, what's going on, right? But I put them on the other day, man, and I needed a belt with them joints.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, I had this dress shirt. I used to wear it to, like, interviews and stuff. So I had to go to, like, this Chapter 31 interview with the military. It's like a military program. So I put this, the button up, like last time I put the button up on, I can only button like the top four. So I had to leave the rest of the buttons undone, but put like the sleeveless sweater vest over it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it just looked like I got the little vest on. So this time I could button them all. Yeah.
Yo, we was, I was messing with YouTube on the Wii last night, right? Mm-hmm. Just watching videos on my TV and shit, and I came across the Merge City, the happy birthday video for your moms.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so me and wifey sitting there watching it, and she's like, damn, aunt. I was like, because, yo, she ain't seen you in a long time, right?
Yeah.
She walked in that door, she's like, damn.
Man, I'm about to go work out right now. Podcast over.
Oh, man.
Man, I found the military PT test from when I was. I don't know why I still got this. I was like 25 or something. Dude, I weighed like 167 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'll never remember being that light.
For real, son? Damn.
And I still got like, I got like an 80% of that joint. I was like, how am 67 pounds get an 80%?
You know what I'm saying? For real. Damn. Yeah, I don't want to look at mine.
I only did like 50 push-ups.
You was just being lazy.
What's the minimum? What's the minimum?
Minimum? Okay, I'll get 10 more than that.
Yeah, I did like 65 sit-ups. I'm like, what?
And how many? In 2 minutes or 1 minute?
I don't know. Had to be. Man, that got to be a minute, dude.
I was always told that the Air Force PT test be on some bullshit.
It do. Like, if you're a smoker, you can wrap it up.
For real?
Yeah, once you get on that little bike,
yeah,
like, the way you're breathing when you smoke, whatever, like, it'd be fit people fell in that joint.
Damn.
But now they made it more like, actually, you got to run and stuff now.
Oh, man. Yeah, my man Toby, still in the Air Force and shit, and he's like, yo, he had to train for 3 months. To pass that fucking PT test now. To sit up. He said, yo. First out the rip, man. First push up, tore something in his back.
God dang.
You see, yo, he went ahead and banged it out, man. But yo, he went straight to sick call after that.
Dang. Yeah, man, I remember our PT used to be, all right, you got PT for an hour and a half. So that was us, like on night shift, that was us going to the NCO club. we'll change and then go to the NCO club till we got caught.
Yeah.
By one of the sergeants that was there. And then it used to be take that hour and a half and just go to McDonald's or something, sit down and eat.
Hell nah.
And then when we start combining the lunch with the PT, boy.
That's 6 hours, I'm gone.
Now it's more like you got to sign in and stuff, but I used to sign in and go back home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I'd come to PT in the morning and have a chick in the room and tell my my squad leader, like, hey, yo. He'd be like, all right, man, go ahead. Bet. Go right back to the room, finish putting in that work.
Yeah, man. So 40 days and 40 nights, the workout mixtape coming soon.
Yo, what was that last video you put up? You was in that room, you was doing some workout and just passed out after it was over.
Oh, man. That's the workout, that Asian dude that's all over YouTube. Like all that, oh, with the long hair.
That's that 10-minute joint you're talking about?
Yeah. Dude, I was soaked. Even he was struggling on the tape.
Damn.
Like, he stopped a few times. Yo, you gotta do 30, you do 30 seconds each workout. Like, off the rip, you're doing burpees for 30 seconds.
Mm.
Then you're doing a leg. What kind of leg workout? I didn't put the leg one on there because it looked crazy.
Yeah.
But you, like, kick doing, like, them kicks. Not knee highs, but knee highs but your legs straight out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you do that, and then you go into this crazy, like a yoga pose, where you gotta bring your foot up, like you bend down like you about to run track, but you lift your head up, and then you move one foot all the way to the front, one all the way to the back. Then you rise your hands above your head and you hold it for 5 seconds, and switch to the other side. You keep doing that. Left to right for 30 seconds. And then you go to push-ups. Then out of the push-ups, you go to mountain climbers. And you got to do 3 rounds of this, too.
Man. In 10 minutes?
Yeah. It take like about 9 minutes.
Damn.
Total. But he got a few like that. So what I did, I got this case that holds storage. I download them onto my case from YouTube. Then I got the wireless headphones. So I just set up the phone, and I just do them with him instead of trying to keep my own time.
Yeah.
Man, I'm get you right, boy.
So I'm going to have to try that shit.
I was sore for like 2 days, especially them burpees, man. Them burpees is a monster.
Yo, I hate doing them motherfuckers, man.
I actually hate mountain climbers more than burpees because my lower back be hurting on the mountain climbers.
Oh, shit, no doubt.
Something be popping. I be hearing it.
Did you hear that? Damn, my legs numb. What the fuck?
Yo, but I seen the nurse, right, at the VA yesterday, and, like, my numbers was, like, all of them is a little elevated. Like, they off. And she was like, yeah, you got to get these numbers down. And then I was mad because my oxygen was at 99%. I was like, hey, wait a minute. How do I get to 100? Because I don't like that 99. She was like, no, 99 is pretty good. Mike, good is 92 and up. I'm like, nah, I need that 100, man. I don't like that. Like, that where's my 1% of breathing? What's wrong with that?
Yo, why am I missing 1%?
Yeah. Where's my 1%? That kind of scared me, man. I need that 1%. You think if I run a lot, I can get that 1%?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. You probably got to get your breathing better. You know what I'm saying? Like, work on your breathing technique if that is actually possible.
Oh, because I wasn't. Yeah, because I have. Yeah, that machine cheat. Because I had, you know, you put the your temperature gauge under your tongue.
Yeah.
And I had my mouth closed. So, of course, I couldn't breathe like I normally breathe. That's my 1%.
Hell yeah.
And that blood, that they need to get a new way to measure blood pressure. Because that whole pump thing just make me nervous. So I think that's elevating my... Because Cause it's like that thing be getting tight on your arm.
My fingers be numb and shit. Yeah, like, hey, this ain't right.
And then you're trying to breathe right at the same time. This thing tight. And then you can feel the your pulse. It's too much going on. So I think I'd be elevated. But then they look at you, see if you're breathing right. So, because, you know, some people try to hold their breath to make it higher or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So then I'm trying to, like, breathe so they can see you. It's too much, man. I think that's half the elevation. It can't be. My blood pressure can't be that high. And my bad cholesterol was higher than my low cholesterol. The good cholesterol is supposed to be higher. And then they give you this little food chart, like foods to eat and not to eat. I didn't know you couldn't, like, frozen vegetables had a lot of salt in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like baked beans. There was a bunch of stuff on that list. I'm like, come on, man. Y'all don't want me to eat none of this.
Yo, you really cut my options down, son.
And then they asked me, she said, are you thinking of hurting yourself or anybody? And I was like, yo, does anybody say yeah to that? She was like, yeah, I had a few. I'm like, whoa. I'd be like, yep, this interview was over. Let me go get 7 people to be in here with me.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, no, I can't. I got to further evaluate them to see if they're telling the truth or for real. I'm like, uh-uh. We can further evaluate when I get 6 more doctors in here in case you just go crazy.
For real, yo. God damn.
Can you imagine that? Hey, do you feel like hurting yourself or anybody right now? Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? Yeah, I do.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
You know what? I wasn't at first, but since you just brought it up.
Yo, little Dr. Phillip. Bump that. All right. When that snow coming?
Man, yo, why they say this is supposed to get down to the 30s tonight, son?
It's coming. You get that, forget that, yo. I look forward to forget that, yo, snow videos, man. Barbecue grill done.
Done, dog. That's it. Yo, if I leave it out there this year, man, it's not going to be there when that snow go away. Yo, that shit's falling apart, man. The bottom done rusted out. The side of it coming off, man. I'm like, yo, I shouldn't have left it out in this snow.
Heck, nah.
It's cool. I always like buying new grills anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
So you be hyped to buy a grill?
Yeah, I do. I really do. No, I've bought a grill everywhere we moved. Dang. I ain't never took one with me.
Wait till you buy one of them crazy, stupid, like, all-steel grills with the 4-7 racks for 7 people could cook.
Oh, yeah, that's next. When we leave here, we're never moving again. So that's next. That's going to be the spot.
He said never moving again.
I ain't never moving again, man.
Well, let's see. Man, we missed a lot of stuff. Did you remember anything we was talking about? Because you wanted to talk about something. We was talking about something, but we said we were going to save it for the show.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Oh, man. Oh, you had a Facebook survey, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, about the engagement ring.
Oh, yeah. There we go. All right, so I asked. I was watching something on TV, and the chick said, this is like the engagement ring from her first marriage is up for sale.
Wait, what marriage was she currently on?
I think like her third or fourth.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's bad in these streets. So I asked the question, like, yo, why, if you're going to sell it and I bought it, why is it wrong for me to ask for that ring back? Is it wrong for me to ask for that ring back? And what do you think?
Man, I think if I bought you a ring and we are no longer going to make this union happen, why do you want my ring?
Exactly. First of all, okay, if you're going to sell it, you're going to profit off of it. That's my money. You know what I'm saying? And the way the market is, man, you got to spend like 2 G's on a ring or she not going to be happy. So, yo, I want them 2 G's back. let's go through the... I got a lot of male and female responses. The first female was like, no, take it back. Yes. Right? And it depends on who calls it off. No, it don't. No, it don't. I paid for that. That's mine. I gave it to you as a gift. You ain't want it. No, well, you don't want it no more. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. If he called it off, I could see a female keeping that ring in disgust. Or, like, let's say he cheated.
Yeah.
I think if he cheat, I think that's fair to pawn the ring.
But it's okay to pawn it. Yeah, if he cheat to pawn it. Yeah, but to keep it, that's just gonna remind you of how I ruined everything that we had.
Wait, does an engagement ring? All right, okay. If I don't put it on the ring finger and I put it on another finger, it's no longer an engagement ring, right? Or do they got a certain specific look?
Yeah, I think engagement rings have a certain look to it.
Oh, so you can't even rock it.
But some of them do. I got a couple of answers that say that I still put it in the rotation.
Wait, are they married to other people though?
No, these are all single people.
Oh, so they, like, let's say they go to the club and don't want to be bothered, they might throw it on.
Yeah, throw that joint on. Or just, hey, you go with this outfit. I don't know. but then it start leading you to other questions like, what are you doing with this ring? You know what I'm saying? Like, doesn't it remind you? And what if you cheated? You know what I'm saying? Can I ask for the ring back? No. You still get to keep all this money that ruined my life, and I'm just out this motherfucking ring.
Wait, ain't wearing an engagement ring and you're not getting married like wearing a fraternity jacket and you ain't in the fraternity?
Yes! Hell yeah!
So both of them come with questions, so people gonna walk up to you, oh, how long? When you getting married? Oh, nah, I'm just... Ain't you gonna get tired of them questions?
Yeah, hell yeah. But then, right, then some of it popped up that I picked out my ring. Doesn't that defeat the purpose? I'm supposed to propose to you, but hey, you want to get married? Okay, let's go pick a ring. No. You know what I'm saying? Because she was like, yo, hers costs over $2,000. Cause I picked it out. No, that is not happening, Chief. And yo, some of them got a little angry. I wish a nigga would.
Oh. Dang. All right. So, was the question ever raised? What if the female broke the engagement off? Did they say what they would do, or no?
If the female breaks it off, then they say that they deserve that ring.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a gift. My love was a gift that you don't want no more. So you don't want my goddamn ring.
Yeah, that's how I see it now. All right, I'm switching it up. I say if the dude broke it off or he was cheating. No. If he was cheating, I say they can do whatever they want with the ring. Kick it in the ocean, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If he broke it off because of something you did, you should give it back.
Yes.
You broke the promise. So I say whoever messed up, that's how the way it should go.
Okay, but what if it just didn't work out?
But it has to be somebody's fault.
I'm saying, like, we just came to a mutual agreement, yo, this ain't working.
Oh, if you come to a mutual agreement, then if y'all are able to sit down and come to a mutual agreement, then that person should be mutual enough to give it back.
But it's never mutual, is it?
Not really.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Like somebody might come in and say it's mutual just to get out of a confrontation.
Yeah, but it goes bad, man.
Yeah.
It, like, yo, my homeboy going through his second divorce right now.
Dang.
And, man, he said, yo, we went to court, dog. He like, yo, they tried to drag me through the mud.
Dang.
Yo, everything and everything he's ever done, dog, they brought that shit up.
Dang.
Yeah, man. But the fucked up thing about it is this is his second divorce. And he married the person that caused his first divorce.
Come on, you never do that.
So can you really be mad? You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm known for. This is my track record. You know what I'm saying? Can you really be mad that we're going through this and all the things that I've done? Because it's exactly what I did with you.
Oh, so that was a checkmate right there when they brought up. And the person, wait a minute. Oh, no, they can't bring that up because that'll make him look even worse. No, she couldn't be like, I broke up his first marriage.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, but think about it. You saying that, oh, my God, he did this. He cheated on me. He did all this. He did all that, right? That's the same thing he was doing with you before he married you to his first wife. So, yeah. Can you really be mad at him doing exactly what he's known for?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you can bring it up if you want to, but yeah, this is what you signed up for, basically.
Yep. Damn, man, it's cold world. So when you get a divorce, do the people talk or does the lawyers talk the most?
I think you get on the stand and plead your case. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go up there and the lawyer asks you the questions that they want you to answer.
Oh, man, that gotta be the most. That gotta be embarrassing, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Could you just up there just like a slander fest?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're not gonna say nothing good. You know what I'm saying? Even though we've been together 9-10 years. But you just gonna break it all down to all the bad shit that I've done.
Dang, her tacos was on point. But.
But.
I got food poisoning 7 times. Can you have a crowd in there?
No.
Your tacos. Got a hype
section.
Wait, did he bring witnesses up?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I wanna go to one. Like, just hire me to tell stories.
Actually, you can.
We was watching football, right?
It was like,
it was our favorite team. We had jerseys on. We waited for this game for 2 months. She comes in, man. It was just like, it turned like to The Exorcist, man. She starts slapping us around. Kicked the nacho tray over.
Yo, that's the type of shit that you remember, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, my man, we go to his house, right? He got a new girl. They've been kicking it for a minute. They got a baby and shit. So we go to his house. I ain't seen him in a minute. Like, three of us go to his house. So we sitting there chilling, and you know, we get a little loud. You know what I'm saying? She come out the room yelling at us.
Dang.
Like, yo, y'all need to be quiet. I'm like, yo, talk to your girl, man. Like, yo, you serious? Like, come on, man, do something. And yo, but that's the type of shit you remember. Like, yo, she was mean. She yelled at us. You know what I'm saying? We were just in the living room talking. She came in yelling at us.
Like, y'all was some kids just in the back room playing.
You know what I'm saying? But he was the one making most of the noise, but she come out and yell at us.
I love it.
Like, yo, what the fuck is going on, man? Yeah, man, it'd be crazy on these streets. Yo, after hearing people tell their divorce stories and then watching that divorce documentary, I told my wife, we ain't never getting divorced. Yo, we were just living in the same house, hating each other.
You stupid.
You stay on your side, I stay on my side, man. I'm not getting divorced, dog.
Man, yeah, you petty. Like, every time one of y'all bring somebody over, y'all making it known. She running down the stairs, Rick is here!
Yo, that'd be so bad.
Open the door, hey!
You know what I'm saying?
You open your phone, try to call. Oh okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
Cindy!
Rick in there tearing it down. Plus, kind of extra noise. I ain't never been did like this. God damn. Fuck you, Rick.
Man, that ain't no way that'll work, man. You can't even... You go to the kitchen, he in there like Ben Ravens or Baby Boy.
Y'all saying, what's up, player? God damn you, Rick.
Oh, yo. Come on, man.
Yo,
Rick, hold on. You got a 70-inch TV you just bought. You come home from a hard day working. You ready to sit down and watch a football. Rick got the goon squad in there. He got Tony just got out of jail. Jamel.
For real. Like, hey, you got to ask Rick to use your TV. Hey, I think I could use it.
Hey, KC played at 4 on channels. KC! Rick. Denver Broncos over here.
Damn it, Rick. Yo, that's like the Carmichael show. The dude, his brother is divorcing his wife, but they still live together, right?
Yeah.
And she got a boyfriend named Lamont. And yo, he like, him and Lamont be kicking it. He's like, Lamont's a cool guy, you know what I'm saying?
Heck no. Your kids playing with Rick.
Yo, that would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, hey, that reminds me. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you got it.
Man, that reminds me. I was watching Steve Harvey yesterday. And
Steve Harvey, the...
The talk show.
Pause.
It was on TV. but I seen the part, like the volume was down. So I seen the part where he had a little girl on there. She's all dressed up like a diva, whatever. So I turn it up, and it's like, yeah, this girl is my wife, Marjorie's favorite, like her biggest fan. She loves the fashion and stuff. This girl was only like 3 or 4. No, yeah, like 4 or 5, something like that. So she was like, Marjorie, got a gift for you. No, she's like, we got a surprise for you. So Marjorie comes out because it was a little girl's birthday. She comes out with this big old cake, and the little girl run over there and hug her and stuff. So there's like. Then Marjorie comes out and is like, yeah, we spent the whole day together. And they start showing the tape. And I'm like, who is this little girl? Like, how y'all find her and how she find you? Like, do you ever see Steve Harvey's wife on TV a lot?
Yeah, I was like, who the hell is Steve Harvey's wife?
Yeah, I was like, dude, so this little girl reading fashion magazines? So then
at 3?
So they show them together, like, on a whole day. So a limousine pulls up, the little girl and her mother gets out. So I'm looking at her mother, dude, the look on her mother's face is like, ain't this bulls, like, like this all for TV. We ain't never heard from this lady before, dog. That's just how this lady looked in every shot they showed.
Wow.
So they showing them all happy, and she's giving her all these gifts, like stuff her mom could never give her, like these $5,000 dresses and stuff. And
oh, you just smooth taking my baby love.
Yeah, they're like, she's like, oh, I just love her so much. Dog, they go in the house. She got like every snack known to man, every cupcake, cookie, and it's all personalized with a little girl's name on it. So, and the mom just sitting in the background the whole time. Like, they barely, like, the camera, like, gloss past her. Yo, she was like, you want to go swimming? Little girl's like, yeah. No, she got like a $9,000 bathing suit for the little girl. Matching. All this stuff is matching. So they outside in this big luxurious pool. I'm like, then they go to like Saks Fifth and go on a little shopping spree. And they got a private photographer taking pictures. I'm like, duh, this don't look right.
Mm-mm.
So this little girl probably at home like, you ain't my mama, like,
you know, yo, like, for real.
I gotta go back to Marjorie. Like, I gotta come back to this little house on the
shack we live in.
It just look weird, man. I was like, this is weird, man.
Yeah, man, that's too much for a child that small. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you could have gave her a bicycle and she would have been just as happy with all this other shit.
Yeah.
And her mom wouldn't have felt like the worst mother in the world.
Yo, then at the end she was like, and to go, so basically she was saying, this is what she really said, like, well, since y'all broke, I'm going to give you this gift card with $5,000 on it so you can go to Saks Fifth and buy, pick out some more stuff. But she's like, I got you this, so when you go home, you can shop for school. And the little girl was like, thank you. I want to use some of it to buy you something. I'm like, come on, really?
No, you know, all that stuff got sold when they got home.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're trying to steal my baby.
Yard sale. Half hell off of Saks Fifth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I got this from Steve Harvey's wife, whoever she is.
Yeah, just watch the rerun and it'll be on TV. Yeah, that was weird. That's, man, that little crazy girl leaving home when she's 16, she's going to live with Marjorie. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. At the age of 8, she's going to be disrespecting her mother because she ain't Marjorie, son.
Duh, she's already up. This don't taste like the ice cream Marjorie gave me.
When are we going to see Marjorie again? Go clean your room. If I was at Marjorie's house, I wouldn't have to clean.
They got maids. I don't have to pick up nothing at Marjorie's.
I'm saying, Mom, you are doing something wrong. Like, yo, you're going to get Marjorie ass beat up.
Yo, you had to see the look on this lady's face. Like, she was not having it, dog.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
I went to school, man, the other day. And there's a Spanish girl, you know what I'm saying? Me and the Spanish girl sit in the back middle row. So I'm a little late. I get there. Man, I see the nerd who always sit in the front, back in the spot the Spanish girl sit.
Hold on, Pimp Juice.
But she wasn't at the last class. So I'm like, okay, maybe she dropped because she ain't here today. So maybe this is two classes in a row. So maybe he decided, okay, this seat's open. So I'm like, man, I ain't going to trip. I sit down, right? Not even 10 minutes later, Spanish girl came in and she got the tights on. Oh, boy, I wanted to. Man, I wanted to punch dude dead in his face. Like, dog, don't sit here again. Don't sit here.
You know what I'm saying? Dog. Like, yo, you need to approach him after class. Like, hey, son, I know what you're doing and I don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
If he there again, I'm going to say, oh, you think you got you a nice seat over here, huh? First, I was like, should I just start doing little stuff to make him not want to sit here no more?
For real, yo, like, you're about to be the longest class in your life. Yeah.
Just trying to think I'm about to stab him with pencils and stuff. I'm looking at him crazy. Like, I just got out of jail.
All kind of crazy.
I just got out the door.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, ain't you? You look just like the dude that stole my cookies, man.
Hey, man, I got this key in my trunk. I need you to move for me. If you sit here next week, I'm going to go ahead and hand it to you.
Turn to a drunk mule.
I pull up to school next week. The fans surrounded me. Oh, man.
He snitching on you. Quick, you.
Because, dog, these, like, programming classes, it's exactly what you see on TV on these, like, detective shows. It's the little nerd in the corner and typing real fast and talking fast. Like, so you barely get any females, and especially one that look decent. So, yeah, I'm like, yo, it's all out-of-shape fat dudes with pimples on their face with glasses and the they call it the Jufro.
Yeah.
And I might get one or two females. Are you trying to ruin that? Nah, bro.
Yeah, nah, dog. It's not happening. You're not going to fuck this up for me.
Next week, I'm getting there early. And I'm just going to put my legs in the chair.
Yo, get her name and put it on the chair. Yo, I say the seat for you. Yo, we got a signed seat in there. So here you go.
Stupid. Oh, man.
Man, did you see that story about Rick Ross?
Rick Ross. The one where he married like the 12-year, I mean, that 18-year-old.
Nah, man. They got some chick is trying to get rape charges.
Is this new?
Yeah, like in the past couple days.
No, I ain't heard about that.
All right, so she knows the bodyguard, right? And she said she was trying to get a job with MMG. So the bodyguard invited her to the concert. I think it was in LA or something like that. So after the concert, they all hop in the van. They go into the hotel. She said the bartender, not the bartender, the bodyguard gave her a drink. And within 10 minutes, she was feeling woozy, right? She passed out for like 2 hours. He said she woke up to the bodyguard handing her his key to the room. And she walked to the room and tried to send a text to her friend saying that something she doesn't feel right. But she never got to send it because she passed out. And then she wakes up in the morning to the bodyguard eating breakfast. And she laying in the bed with her clothes jostled. And he say, you passed out and we just put you on the bed. But she say she felt violated. And she went to the bathroom and said it was some discharge or some shit like that. And then she said she just dipped and went to Texas to live with her sister and told her sister what happened. And no. First she went to the hospital and she was bleeding. And
hey, hold up. You was on the part where she went
so
to Texas.
Did the rape kit. Okay, so she went to Texas and told her sister what happened. And her sister said, you really can't do anything about it because you can't really remember. Mm. So she chilled on it. Her sister friend, somebody made, they was making jokes about anal sex. And that's when she called the cops in Texas. And they told her, no, she called the cops in LA. They told her to file a report in Texas. But it's not against the bodyguard. It's against Rick Ross for promoting a rape culture and not hiring better people that wouldn't do something like this.
So bump the guy who raped me. Let's go at
yeah.
the guy with the money for rape culture.
Yeah.
Sounds fishy.
And this is 2 years ago.
Her rent due.
Like, it just sounds like it's too much, not right.
Yeah. And then 2 years, man, you ain't got no kind of evidence.
2 much that doesn't fit for this to be. Like, going at Rick Ross makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Wait, did you say she got the rape kit or didn't?
She went to the hospital and they got the rape kit. And the nurse said she thought she was raped.
Oh, but that was like right after it was happened?
Yeah.
Oh, she might be in there then.
But then she went to Texas for 2 years.
She was scared.
True that. But it's still going to Rick Ross makes no sense.
Yeah, she messed up. That's what she messed up. Because like, she wasn't going to get that much money anyway, I don't think. So she might as well go for the dude who raped her, because if he raped her, she's paid by Rick. I wonder how much they get paid.
He's a private contractor, though. So he's not affiliated with MMG or Rick Ross. He's hired to be a bodyguard.
Ah. So she could have got a little, like, $10,000 to $15,000 or something. I don't know, man.
Maybe. Yeah, I just don't see the going at Rick Ross part is the only thing I have a problem with.
Man, they said they be getting sued all the time. Like, all them like, entertainers and stuff.
Yeah, didn't the game just the chick got a sexual assault lawsuit against Game?
Yeah.
From the TV show that you signed a contract for. Like, come
and
on.
Stayed on the whole time until completion.
Until it aired.
And then and now said, you put nah, man. They be doing stuff too fishy, man.
Yeah, man. Like, even if everything you say is true, if you do it in a fishy way, dog, we just don't believe it.
Yeah. But I forgot what rapper it was. He's like, man, like every other week is a new rape allegation. Like, I had a baby by such and such, and I ain't don't even know this person, but I got to go in and do the test.
Yeah.
So your lawyer just hit you up like, hey, man, we need another.
Got another one.
I know you've never been to Budapest, but this lady says while you were in Budapest, she had your baby. You got her pregnant.
Hey, man, it happens.
I'll take it, though, to come with the bread they get.
Who?
I'll take the test if it came along with the bread, the allegations.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't do nothing.
Go on, give it up. You know what I'm saying? Everything you're asking me for, if you find out I didn't do it, now you got to give me that money.
Game said, I ain't giving a dime up.
Yo, I give nothing to nobody.
Nobody. I'd rather pay my lawyers all the monies.
You will never,
never
see a dime, son.
What you think about they trying to, somehow he incriminated himself in the murder? You heard about that?
Nuh-uh.
He was on a Breakfast Show interview and he asked about the guy who said he knocked him out in the mall or whatever with his kid, when he's with his kids.
Yeah.
He was like, man, ain't no dude knocked me out, whatever. And they like, but the same dude who said he knocked me out, he ain't here no more. And it was like, what? What happened to him? He's like, 40 days after that came out, he gone. So then it's like, oh, so they kind of left it at that. But then I think Envy or somebody came back and said, so, like, what happened? Like, I don't know, like, brung it back up or something. And then that's when Game was like, you come over here messing with me, you come over here messing with me 40 days, and it's lights out.
Oh, my God.
Wait, 40 days, it's over. So they try to say, he know what happened, or he had something to do with it, or whatever.
Yeah, I would say that too. Don't say. First of all, I'm mad at y'all for keep asking me this question. You know what I'm saying? It's obviously that's what I'm alluding to. I ain't say nothing about it, and you're gonna keep asking me to make me say something. And then when my dumb ass go ahead and say something, yeah, just arrest you on GP for being an asshole.
I was like, I was like, man, you know, you on the radio, all the people listening, you gotta sound hard. I was like, he couldn't resist. Like, he tried to resist it.
Yeah.
And they kept going. Mess with the game 40 days.
Dumbass. Look, man, I'm gonna tell you the test of some real gangster shit, they don't talk about shit they've done. Straight up, dog. If you ask a gangster ass dude that's really putting in their work, hey, man, what happened with that? I don't know. That's it, man. So, come on, dog. You got to tighten up with that shit.
Yeah. That's like Master P when he was on there. Man, Master P sounded like he was a dang mafia boss.
For real, yo. That dude answered three questions.
Dude, it was like, she told a story about y'all running up in Pimp C's hotel room and beating him down. That man ain't here to defend himself.
Yes, I don't know.
I don't know what she told y'all. So she lying? I don't know what she told y'all. A lot of things happened back in the day, but that man ain't here. So we move to the next question.
That's some gangster shit right there. You know what I'm saying? 40 days. 40 and you days. Go.
You out of here.
Which I don't believe you, because you couldn't knock out a dude that didn't see the punch coming.
Oh, he's about
on that basketball court.
Oh, I ain't see that one.
Yo, they playing basketball. I guess either the dude was talking trash or he was using the game. And he walked up on him and snuck him, right? Uh-huh. And then said the dude told him, I got a gun in my bag and I'm going to get it. And that's why he hit him, right? Mm. Off-duty cop.
Dang.
That you didn't just sucker punch that you say told you he was going to kill you in a basketball game. Yeah, that doesn't really sound right. But you still snuck him and he walked away. You know what I'm saying? He turned around like, damn, son. So all that, I'm going to knock a motherfucker out shit. Yeah, I don't believe you.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah.
The game punches LA cop, police officer. It's an inside court or outside?
Inside.
Noon basketball turns to MMA fight.
Come on, man. They hyping now.
Oh, they there even... go. I was looking at a different video.
Oh.
Oh, man. I hate when it shows like a... The still photo is, and then you click on it, some dude sitting in his house talking about it.
Yeah, talking about it. I hate that.
I don't see it, though. Man, I can't find it. Yo, how close was he, though? Was it one of them close, like, quick punches?
Yeah.
See, man, it's hard to knock people out with a close, quick punch.
You came up there knowing you was about to hit him. Why you get that close? That means you don't know what you're doing. I don't believe you. Your knockout power is whack, dog, because you don't know what to do.
No, he wanted to stay close because...
No, the game is whack.
He wouldn't get away.
The game is whack.
Oh, hold up. Dang, they showed it quick. Hold up. Let me see where he hit him. Hey! Oh, yeah, that was a weak punch.
I told you, dog. I told you, man.
But he had a bad angle, though.
Mm-mm.
Cause he like, yeah, man, he had a bad angle, man.
Nah, man, he's whack.
Dog, the game put that 6 foot frame behind that punch. It's over for homie, dog.
No.
Look how he come walking up to him. Yeah, that was a weak punch. It was like a. I don't really want to hit you, man, but.
Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do something, man. People out here watching, you out here talking bad about me.
I would have came in there and shot everybody.
Damn.
Nah, don't punch me in a public setting. I'm shooting everybody in the vicinity.
40 days later?
Nah, it ain't no 40 seconds later. Yo, Donald Trump, man.
Oh, God.
How is this dude still gaining traction?
I don't know. Man, I don't know, dog. Like, is it him or is it the stupidity of people?
Yo, we got a bunch of idiots running around here.
Yeah, man. Did you hear that Muslim shit?
Yo, how he just let that roll?
First of all, why that dude say that? God, yeah, like, damn.
Obama's a Muslim, and they got these camps to kill us all.
We got a problem in this country, and it's Muslims.
Muslims?
What?
And it's camps.
The damn president's one. Like, what?
Secret camps, they gonna kill us all. He didn't die. He didn't. He was, bro. He rolled with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna talk about that. What? Come on, man. This is getting bad, man. For real. This shit is getting real bad.
Yo, like, there ain't a way you can be like, nah, man, you ain't qualified. Like, you can't run. So anybody could just do this.
Yeah, these nuts. Anybody could do this, dog. I think all you gotta do is fill out a piece of paper.
Dog, I'm about to run, though.
Don't do that.
Why not?
They will assassinate the black guy.
Dog, I'm about to get up on this podium.
I just say ignorant shit.
Like, how much money do I have? Do I have to have a lot of money to get on the podium with them?
I think you got to have, like, donations and shit. Like, Donald Trump putting up his own money.
Dog, can you imagine one of us is up on a podium with all of them? We got to make it happen. It's never happened before.
Yeah, no. Nah. I don't even think they will invite you to that debate.
Why not?
Because these nuts wasn't on no debate.
You know, yeah, but he just got on a ballot.
And I think that's all it is.
I think you got to have mad money to get in that in there. Like, you probably got to pay like a couple million just to be able to stand on the stage on TV.
Yeah, probably.
Because if not, well, no, because any man, I think like Diddy or Kanye, they would have been did it.
Yeah, true that.
Just to promote an album.
And man, like, can you ask questions? You know what I'm saying? Because like, it's always the moderator asking them questions. Can I get up there and just start trolling these motherfuckers, man?
That's what Donald Trump's doing.
Really?
This is talking about females ugly and...
Yo, like, and they keep letting it happen. Don't, like, yo, stop putting this dude on debates.
Yo, this is crazy.
It seems like the more dumb stuff he says, they should stop taking him seriously. But they don't. He says some dumb shit, then they give him an interview, and he tries to walk away from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, yo, everybody knows what you mean. Except you.
I can't wait until Kanye get up there, dog.
Dog. If he really do that shit, he gonna win.
There's no way he can win.
On the strength of that, he's Kanye.
No. He won't get enough votes.
He gonna get most of the black vote.
That's it. Win most enough.
Of the young vote. Them young white people love him. The people that love Kim Kardashian gonna vote for him. You know what I'm saying? I know he gonna give out free Yeezy boots. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna get some votes. You know what I'm saying? Then he gonna put out a Spanish album. Mexican vote. You know what I'm saying? Dog, he got a chance to win.
You stupid, man. I'll never let that dude win. They'll be like, oh, we have problems with the ballots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's African, just like Obama. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to come up with something, man. He wasn't born here.
He smokes weed. He drinks a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. Yo, but just like the whole birth certificate thing with President Obama. Ted Cruz born in Canada.
He Canada dry.
Why is this not a problem? Why is he able to run for president and nobody has a problem with him being Canadian?
And why is Hawaii so bad? Like, everybody wants to know why. When did Hawaii become a place to hate?
I don't, man. Just like Muslims, dog. Like, there were Muslims. There's been Muslims in this country, though. Why is it now we hate all Muslims?
And what's crazy is they hate Muslims, but you don't never see them running up on none of them.
For real.
Every time I'm out, I see one. And ain't nobody running up on them.
Like, yo, it's funny how the people that hate Muslims are an area where they're not very frequented. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see no Muslim got a goddamn Muslim problem. You live in backwards-ass Kentucky.
In the woods.
You know what I'm saying? You live on your family land where it's just your family there. And there's a Muslim problem. You don't see no Muslims in your everyday life. But there's a problem. Shut the fuck up, man.
Them dudes just be talking online and in debate rooms full of the same people as them.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. And it's your argument seems more feasible when everybody you talk to agrees with you. You know what I'm saying? When there's nobody there to argue with you, you know what? The shit is right. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's arguing with me. This must be right.
They need the people like in that VA rally when dude got up talking about Obama and they drug him down and snatched his sign. I'm like, you know, shut that bullshit.
Oh, no, sir. We don't do that, dear.
Yo, it was crazy how it just everything went back to normal. Like, nope. Set him down. Boom. Grabbed the sign. Ripped it up. Boom. Everybody sit back down. It was over.
Hell yeah.
Yo, I'm like, yo, them the OGs right there.
Hell yeah.
Facebook dislike button.
Oh, what is that about?
Man, I can't wait for the dislike button. I'm disliking all females' photos. Selfies.
Yo, I said that to myself, just cause, man. I'm disliking everything just cause it's an option now.
Like, stuff I like, I'm disliking. That's my new like.
You turn the dislike button to the I like this.
I thought it'd be I like this. But I heard it's not going to be what everybody's thinking it's going to be. It's not going to be just an option to dislike your post.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like on, I think like news stories or something, like from the news.
Oh.
Like, do you agree or disagree type thing. I think it's going to be like a news section or something. But, because I cannot see them just putting, adding a dislike button under like, man, people be getting killed out here.
Yeah, you put a picture of your baby up and somebody dislike it. Oh, you tripping.
And you know it's going to happen.
Yeah. But will that, if it is like that, do you think that will cut down on the dumb comments?
No.
That was going to be worse. Now they got to explain why I disliked your shit.
Because you know they're going to be tagging you. Why you dislike it? And you, if you don't respond, why? They're going to keep coming at you. That's what I'm going to do. Just dislike and dip and turn off notifications.
I'm going to log out.
Just log out. Dislike, log out. So you just sitting there mad. Just keep on at me, but I ain't talking.
Hell yeah.
But man, if they do, I'm going to be on Facebook a lot more. Just searching. When I see dislikes, go in there and see what's popping.
Yep. Uh-oh. It's about to get real up in here.
What you think about the lace underwear for men, like the Victoria type with a
no
with the penis pouch, man.
No.
So you don't want men to have to bring sexy back with the sexy drawers with the penis pouch?
That's gay.
Yeah. It's probably gonna be tailored towards gay men.
Yeah, pretty. Yo, like as a man, you're not supposed to wear lace drawers.
But what if it feels comfortable?
No.
And light. What if it's light and comfortable?
I have to think that lace goes into certain places that it's not supposed to.
Will you try a pair?
No.
Have you ever felt a pair of lace panties?
I done took lace panties off of my teeth.
Oh. They're pretty light, though.
Yeah, they are light. And they breathe very well on a vagina. And that's where they need to stay.
Wait, did you say a vagina?
A vagina, yes.
I don't know, man. I think
you gonna try some lace draws? Because that's what I'm hearing. You're gonna try some lace draws.
Who?
You? I don't know, man. Yeah, you sound like you gonna put some lace draws. Matter of fact, it sounds like you got a pair on right now.
They got a penis pouch, man.
What does that? I don't even know what that means.
You never had your balls separated from your penis before. What that be like?
No.
It's like the socks with the each toe get its toes. Own. Have you tried those?
Hell no. That shit make me feel weird. Just thinking about it, man. I don't need my toes spread all day.
Toes just heated at each other, separated. Y'all separate.
I'm trying to see what that be like. I ain't never had my balls separated from everything else, but hey, man, this is nice.
You probably ain't gonna be sweating as much, man.
You'll be just be in a good mood all day.
Yeah.
Cause you're getting the right circulation to your bits.
To your diddles. You just laced up.
No.
Okay. Speaking of lacing vaginas, 13 men describe what their girlfriend's vagina tastes like.
What that tastes like?
Man.
All right. So, first dude, he said it tastes like the beach.
Oh, she's nasty.
It's a very pleasant mixture of sand and salt and seaweed. And just a tiny whiff of marine life.
Ew. That's disgusting.
That's what Matthew 24 said. He said he's making it sound worse than it is because he loves the beach. So
no, your girl need to wash her ass if that's the case.
All right, number two, Zach. He's 26 years old. He said his girlfriend tastes like strawberry ice cream.
He's lying.
And I lap it up until it's running down my chin.
Oh, she was sitting there while he was writing that.
Right next to him, right over his shoulder.
Yep.
Like he was sending a text and smiling. Right there. Number three, Michael, 27, says she tastes like sliced ham on Thanksgiving. I mean exactly like sliced ham on Thanksgiving. It's almost like she steals a slice of ham every Thanksgiving and tucks it up inside her just to maintain the taste.
He's fat.
And he said you could catch a taste of pineapple and cloves in there.
No, she's actually sitting on a ham there.
On that ham, dog. My man Christopher, who's 21. He said she tastes like raisins and wine.
No, that's vinegar from a douche.
Oh, the douche.
Why you say it like that? You just make it sound bad. Douche.
I thought it was douche.
Douche, douche, same.
Douche and a coda. Yo, Jimmy. Jimmy's 27. He said his girlfriend tastes like puppy breath. Tastes like when a puppy is kissing you. Best taste in the world.
That's understandable. It's disgusting, but it's understandable.
Why are puppies licking her?
No, why is puppies licking his face? And but I understand it. The tongue is wet. You know what I'm saying? And the bajango be wet too, so I understand that.
No, I think she be cheating on him with the puppy.
They put a little peanut butter down there and let the puppy go to work.
Yep. And then he come in after the puppy.
Disgusting.
Dang, Josh, 32. Oh,
that's why it's always the same. Because after the puppy lick her, then the puppy lick his face. And then he go lick that. I got you.
Yep. Man. This dude said, number six, dude said it tastes like doo-doo.
You're in the wrong hole, player.
Oh.
Or maybe she ain't wiping herself correctly. You're supposed to go front to back. Yeah.
Back to front. He said, I'd seriously rather take out the trash than ever perform oral sex on her again.
She's a nasty one, B.
Man, he living with a hoarder.
Yep, she ain't wiping herself correctly at all.
Everything dirty in there. Her, the house, the floor. Drew, 20 years old, said his girlfriend tastes like his forearm.
Skin. That's exactly what it is. Why are you licking your forearm, though?
Matthew 24 said it depends on her cycle. Usually just a tad salty and musky.
Musky.
But if she's on her period, that's a whole added dimension of raw liver.
Okay, you're disgusted. I like my shit sweated and dry like damp clothes.
No. Justin, 26, says shrimp dripping in warm butter.
Okay.
It's not like she just got out the gym.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys something, okay? When referring to a bajango, you never include seafood. That's just a golden rule. You know what I'm saying? Just never mention seafood and vagina in the same sentence.
He said bajango. David, 26, he said pure garbage. I know that sounds really harsh, but it's a specific kind of garbage. You know how a paper bag sitting in your kitchen wastebasket filled with coffee grounds and orange peel smell on a hot and humid summer morning? Well, that's what my girlfriend's cookie tastes like.
Okay, you're dating a swamp donkey? That's disgusting.
Number 11, Jonathan from 20, he's 25. He said fish, but good fish.
No, you can't say that.
Maybe there are some super secret pheromones that make it not only palatable but highly edible.
No.
But licking my girlfriend is like French kissing the tastiest fish on earth.
No, it's not. That just doesn't work.
Eric, 22, he said tangerines. She's got this weird citrus thing going on down there.
Oh, yo, is his tongue getting all numb?
I bet he get acid.
For real. Damn.
Ben, you 28? He said nothing. She tastes like nothing. Or like
exactly.
Water.
Exactly. That's what it should taste like. Nothing.
So Ben is the winner.
Yeah. What is your opinion of this?
Who?
You, vagina.
I'm Angela Yee, dog.
I don't know what that means.
Angela Yee asks all the questions and never give up. No answers. No, man, I ain't never did that, dog, so I don't know.
Say what?
I ain't never did that.
Man.
I can't do that unless I'm married. I'm going to be just out here randomly putting my mouth in places.
Oh, you ain't never been in a long relationship.
No, you gotta be married, dog.
Dog. Actually, I have been asked this question like 3 times in the past couple weeks.
Dang.
What does it taste like? It tastes like nothing. Nothing at all. Somebody was like, yo, a dude told her that she tastes better than anybody he's ever been with. How?
House way.
That makes absolutely no sense. It all tastes exactly the same.
But don't they got like vagina boosters or something they can buy?
Like a little spray or some shit?
Yeah.
Then you're just smelling the spray. It doesn't taste like anything.
No, but what if they got like some, like at them sex shops, so they got like...
Oh, them little liquid joints you put on there?
Yeah, like tastes like this.
Then you're just eating candy. You melted down a Jolly Rancher and you're licking it. Now, that's, it don't taste like nothing.
No,
man.
But can it, like, don't it depend on what they eat and stuff? Like the pH balance? Like,
it actually, pineapples make it sweet.
All right.
So I've been told. And apparently, if you go the other way, you know what I'm saying? Hennessy makes, you can taste Hennessy in sperm. So I've been told.
So what about if you eat a lot of hamburgers? What's she taste like?
I don't know.
like a bunch of greasy food.
Like you said, like grease. It tastes like trans fat.
What if she eat chitlins once a day?
Oh man, that's gonna taste like shit because chitlins make you fart and poop. So that's going to be floating up towards the front and shit. So you ain't never done it, dog?
Nah, man. I can't do that, dog. That joint be bleeding and stuff. It's got a mind of its own.
I mean, you got to catch it at the right time. But you know what I'm saying? I got a black belt. And I got my...
Man, there's too much going on out here just to be... I gotta be married, man.
I've been married for 16 years.
Exactly, 16 years. I'm out here in the free world, people doing all kind of crazy stuff.
You know what I'm saying? You got the HPV, the Vagisil, you're the Monistat 7, you know what I'm
saying? Everybody gay now. So
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know where their tongue been, where his tongue been.
Hell yeah, man. You don't need to do that at all.
There's too much going on out here. You catch something new around here now.
Yo, it's a damn shame. It's safer to lick a booty.
Everybody licking booties, man.
Oh man, it's becoming the thing to do now. You know what I'm saying? Like they talking about it in songs.
It's crazy.
Everybody talking about it on TV, licking booty.
Trucking butter in and putting it on their toast.
You know what I'm saying? No, that's disgusting. Like yo, I don't know why they did that. You shouldn't even say things like that.
Yo, you still ain't seen Straight Outta Compton, have you?
No, actually, I was thinking about going to see it today.
Man, you you out there bad, man.
I actually have a website where it's downloaded to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch it on anything but my TV.
No.
And I got no cord to hook anything up to the TV to play it on.
This dude, man. Crazy mother name Ice Cube. I seen The Visit, dog. The Visit is crazy.
Can I get a spoiler alert?
Why? You gonna watch it or something?
No. I already know what happened at the end.
How'd you know?
I already know what the plot twist is. I looked it up.
Oh my god, man.
Somebody said it was a plot twist. I'm like, M. Night Shyamalan, yeah, he do that. I gotta see what it is.
Why do y'all waste? Nah, you just missed so much enjoyment. You wasted it. All his movies got plot twists. But
yeah,
man, it's a good movie. Y'all gotta check it out, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, the stuff that go on, the plot twist is dope. Because a lot of people say M. Night Shyamalan dropped the ball in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But this one,
I actually like his movies, though.
Man, but you like everything, though. Like, earlier, you like all music, all movies.
I do.
All food.
I never really love food.
And yeah, man, I went. It was a Spanish dude, man. Me and him was cracking up because it's some comedy in there too.
Yeah.
And after we left the theater, we was like, "Yeah, man, it was funny when he did this, that, blah, blah, blah." So I'm thinking we walking out the building. He looking at me like, "Where you going?" I'm like, "Where are you going?" This is, yeah, man. Yo, you see Straight Outta Compton.
Come on.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, this dude got a big old bucket of popcorn.
He going to see
movie hopping.
He going to see every movie.
Yeah, the movie start, he don't care if it's in the middle of the movie, wherever it's at, that's where he going to start.
Yeah, that's dope.
I'm like, yo, I can't do that. I need to see the previews.
Yeah, got to be in there for everything. Yo, I've done that once where I actually paid for another movie. And left in the middle of it, dog. I was so mad at my wife. It was a long time ago, yo. We went to go see Blade. I wanted to see Blade so bad. So we watched it, and then she wanted to see Waiting to Exhale. So I was like, yo, let's just go sit down and watch it. She was like, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, all right. So I paid for that bullshit, and we left halfway. She ain't even like it.
What?
I was like, she's like, I'm ready to go. I'm like, no.
Wait a minute. So in the middle of a movie, you got it. Man, I got it. That would have been the end of my relationship.
And,
ain't no way I'm leaving a movie early. This is an emergency.
Even Waiting to Exhale?
Nah, I don't care if it was going to hell. Okay, if it was going with the wind, dog. I got to sit there till them credits roll.
Well, nah.
Oh, this dude about to land straight on this dude's head. I already see it. Dang, he didn't. That's crazy.
What's up with your boy, Rich Homie Quan?
What do you do?
He made a video of him smoking a blunt with his son in his lap.
Did he let his son hit the blunt?
No, he let his son hit the blunt.
Oh.
But he's blowing it in the air, and they're talking about the baby could get a contact high.
What? That's on you? That's on Instagram?
I think you put it on Instagram. It should be everywhere else by now because everybody's talking about it.
It's crazy. You probably had like 30 dudes saying, oh, that's dope.
Oh, of course you did. You know what I'm saying? You say, then, you know, they come with the argument, if it was a cigarette, nobody would say nothing. Yeah, we would. That's still bad. No matter what you're doing, it's bad.
Yo, these championing people, man. You seen the one where Plies put up Young Thug's daughter?
Yeah, I did.
Cussing up a storm.
Yo, and everybody's mad at Plies for putting the video up.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't know who that was. It was a little girl.
Yeah. Okay, let's address the fact that, okay, Young Thug, you're mad that he put your daughter up. Let's be mad of your daughter cussing like that. And somebody recording it and then putting it on the internet.
Yeah.
Let's address all that first. Why is your daughter talking like that? Why do you allow your daughter to talk like that? Why was somebody recording it? You know what I'm saying? Like, who put it up on the internet? Don't be mad at Plies for reposting a video of some fuck shit you got going on.
Yeah, they wildin', man. Plies came at him, too.
Oh, yeah. Talk that shit, Plies.
And that video is still up, dog.
Yeah, yo, he's like, you take it down. Plies like, I'm not taking shit down.
Heck
nah. And put another video of talking you out your motherfucking socks, nigga. Fuck you, pussy.
Ooh, got him.
Hell yeah, man. Like, yo, come on, man. Like, yo, you attacking the wrong shit. Like, yo, you mad I put a video up. I'm mad you put a video up. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog.
Yo, people would champion anybody with a lot of followers. Like, this one, man, this one female. She put up a video. She put up on Instagram a video celebrating. You know, Serena lost, wasn't in the U.S. Open. It was scrolling around the stadium, and it was empty. And she was like, this is during the finals right now. See what happens when Serena and Venus is out. When the black girls is gone, this is what you see. Duh, I watched them finals. Man, there wasn't an empty seat in the house. So, man, she just got some video of some dude recording after everybody left the day before it started.
Yeah.
But everybody believed it. Oh, yeah, girl, see? They need him. They need him. Oh, look at this. And then some dude came in and was like, well, SportsCenter must have photoshopped people because that place was packed. And she's talking about, well, this video came from a dude I know that was in the stadium. No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
I watched it on TV.
Yeah. I put it up on Facebook the other day, man. Can we do one Google search? that's before you share, post, comment on anything, dog. Do one Google search. See if that shit is true. Research that shit a little bit, son. Nobody's doing that, dog. They just campaigning for shit.
And ran. Long rant on something that ain't true.
And will fight it to the death when you tell them that shit ain't right. You must be reading it somewhere else. What? Come on. You didn't read it at all. Oh, shout out to Rico. For not listening to shit but commenting on it.
Shout out to the people who felt hurt because Eminem is overrated. And y'all mad.
Man, I was waiting for that one.
Y'all so mad.
For real, man. Like, how many of y'all know Eminem?
Don't even know him but writing storybooks on my post. Like, you're going to change my mind. That ain't never happened in history.
Yo, they really love trying, though, man. Like,
keep
really
going, dog.
They want to hear you say, man, you're right.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
I'm saying, little do they know, that is never going to happen, dog. Even if he's wrong, he's not going to say it.
No, if I'm wrong, I'll say it. But how can I be wrong on my opinion of somebody rapping?
That's true. That's true.
They always want you to change you on something that you don't have to be wrong about. Like, if I like cherry Kool-Aid, why are you trying to make me like grape?
Grape is better.
No, you're on Facebook right now.
Grape is better.
Like, if grape is better, why can't you like grape? That's going to be more packets for you if we live in the same city. Because I'm not taking all the grape. Like, what is converting me going to help you in any way? Like, if it ain't got nothing to do with racial issues, like, if I came on there and said dark-skinned people, I hate them.
Okay, now, then you can say something.
Yeah, then we got a debate going.
Yo, say it, but if I say I don't like In-N-Out, man, you crazy.
Yeah.
Man, you stupid.
Why are you breaking down the ingredients and where the cows come from? Like, dude, I don't care.
This is my opinion. I can have it if I like. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's weird about social media to me. Like, why when I put up, does anybody know any good index funds out there? Why can't you break down a list of index funds for me to search invest in? No, that gets nothing.
They have to research that.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta research that.
But if I like Jordans and you like Adidas, it's an issue.
Yeah. This is crazy. They don't want to argue facts. They want to argue their opinion.
Yeah.
I have an opinion on this, so I'm going to argue with you about it. That's factual stuff. I know nothing about that. I'm not going to say nothing about it.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, does anybody know how to install a WordPress? Crickets.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Michael Jordan's better than Scottie Pippen.
No, he's not.
10 million comments.
You crazy.
But, you still, but I'm supposed to sit around,
you know what I'm saying,
debate that all day and not block you.
And you get to talking about my mama and shit. What?
You know what I'm saying? No, you're getting blocked. Your mama
ain't raised you right.
This what? Is stupid. There's real stuff going on. That's what, corny, man. Internet is so corny.
That's what it's coming to, man.
Let's build. Let's build together and build something for our kids to grasp onto the future. I'm not going to sit here and now you mad because you got blocked because you want to argue about something stupid. No, you're out of here.
Why you mad I don't watch Empire?
You know what I'm saying?
You don't fucking care, man.
You need to sit down and watch it. You don't know what's going on with Cookie and Lot. Really? That's what we're debating?
Care. I don't care what's going on with them, man. Like, yo, stop that shit.
How about we debate which bank is going to give me a higher interest rate on my money? How about we do that?
What's the interest rate? You know what I'm saying? Come on, dog. They don't know. You know what I'm saying? But like, can we really be mad at them for just not knowing? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is all they got, man.
But that's what I'm here to teach you. Like, I put that post up the other day. I said, you can sit online and debate all day, or you can help your kids with that homework that's sitting in the bottom of his backpack that he's about to get an F on. How about that?
Nah.
Dude got mad. You didn't see, dude. It was like 3 in the morning.
Yo, shout out to Bugetto and She Be Shown Up.
Oh, no shout out to She Be Shown Up because she had me up to like 4 in the morning. I was like, Skype don't work. So she put some Fiend phone.
Yeah.
So I go to the Fiend phone website. I'm hype. Like, oh, yeah, this sound good because they had some samples. Like, dang, this sound like the radio for real. So I download it. And it's like, oh, one major step. You got to set up a forwarding port so people can call in to your Fiend phone. I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little computer savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Dog. Then they want you got to do a command prompt, then IP config. And then you got to log into your router. I can't find the passwords nowhere. I'm looking on the router. These passwords not working. I go to a router where it said these are like the most common passwords that they give you. Them passwords not working. Man, I'm in all kind of stuff. I'm like, yo, I'm about to just destroy my entire computer.
Hey, you know what? I was a little tight. That you was like, yo, Stone the Goon can't figure this out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh, hell no, there's no way.
But then when I didn't understand nothing that you just said, so I'm like, okay, you're right.
I'm like, you really think I'm about to have Stone do an IP config? Get the
Yeah, I didn't understand none of the words she was saying, so I'm like, you know what, I can't even argue with that.
So, yeah. Can we come with something a little more common to the regular people out here?
Yo, but Bugetto put up a post, man, that said, everybody talking about y'all here watching Empire while I'm trying to build one. Said, yeah, you going to build an empire in an hour?
Wait, who wrote that part?
No, that was in the meme. That was
oh.
I was like, yo, that's right, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talk that shit. I'm out here trying to build an empire. In an hour on a Wednesday? Come on.
Hey, you can learn a lot that hour on a Wednesday, though.
Not at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you can. Just like I did. I got my website demo put up, installed, and I got my Skype working in an hour. I could have watched... I could have been watching Heroes Reborn.
You ain't watch Empire?
I'll watch it later.
Oh, okay. Say, boy, they going to get you.
They ain't going to get me because I ain't going to be on the internet posting about it.
What you mean you ain't watching Empire?
What you mean?
Why you care? Stop.
You're not watching these monkeys dance.
Oh.
Oh. Edit that out.
Oh, my God.
You see that picture I put up with all the shows we used to have?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man.
What happened?
They were all family-orientated shows, too.
The black family used to be something special, dog.
Dog, we had black families, college.
Cops.
What the hell happened?
Cops. What the fuck happened, man?
Now we got reality TV and Conan.
I mean, yo, I'm trying to think back to all them black shows, man. There was a father in every household.
We even had the young black sisters living single, going through the trials and tribulations to let them know, let women of all over the world know that they're not alone.
Black kids in a historically black college.
Ooh-wee. With the diversity with the white roommate.
Two of them. There was two white people on the show. There was two.
Oh, we was building foundations.
Yeah. Now.
We had Martin. With the live-in boyfriend and girlfriend, and how you they go through the trials and tribulations and make it work.
Yeah. What else we had? Two brothers in the city trying to make it.
There you go.
Owning a business. Father own a business. Come on, son.
Dude, we had The Rock, a hard-working black
garbage man.
Hard-working garbage man. Taking care of his family, holding it down. Giving life lessons.
Living with his daddy and his brother.
Ooh wee.
Brother was a musician. Excuse me.
Well, yeah, magical music.
Now what we got?
We got one family now. We got what's it called? Black-ish. And then title, Black-ish.
Ish, yeah.
Come on,
which
man.
Every show is about proving I'm black enough or I'm not that black. That's what every show is about,
man.
And we got Chris Rock getting stabbed in prison, apparently.
Who made Chris Rock the goon?
I don't know.
They couldn't get nobody else. They couldn't get the game.
Something. Somebody that weighs more than 120 pounds.
They even had Petey Pablo in there.
Did they?
Yeah, so I put a picture up to my, oh, y'all didn't see this? Yeah, Petey Pablo in jail. I was dying.
Petey Pablo was a lot. Yo, Petey Pablo was actually in jail. He was on a TV show.
He was already here, so we said, what the hell?
What other black people on shows we got? We got Scandal.
How to Get Away with Murder, kind of dope.
How to Get Away with Murder.
But it's still murderer.
But it's not an all-black show, though. Like, there's no all-black shows.
Oh, yeah. Only one we got is Blackish.
No, you know what I'm saying? That's it. And there's no family-oriented, good family-oriented black shows except Blackish.
Yep. The other ones is, well, Tyler Perry, are them on? Still on?
I don't know. I don't even see that shit no more. No. Are you there? Are we there yet? That's still coming on, right?
I never seen it. That's one Ice Cube.
Yeah, Ice Cube. Then you got Meet the Browns. I don't know if that still come on.
But they like comedy coons.
Yeah, and like yo, even the shows with black people on, there's nothing good going on with them. Like it's all drama and controversy shit.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say I miss Steve Urkel.
I know, right? Yes. You had the black nerd holding it down for black nerds all over the nation.
Hell yeah.
Hey, man, we done out here.
The music. Yeah.
You don't even got to say words no more. Just mumble and everybody think you hot.
That's it.
We got Future and Trapper Drake.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Can we get the old Drake back? Like, who's this Trapper Drake? That mixtape was pure garbage, but you let the internet tell it is the best music put out in 97 years.
That's all I've been saying. It's like, yo, this Drake and Future mixtape got me like, that's all I see.
They champion a dude who just drinks liquid that will kill you and has killed like 4 rappers already.
Yeah.
But that's what's hot. Just self-destruction is what's hot.
You know what I'm saying? Rappers getting extensions.
You'll debate my turkey burger and say how nasty it is, but you won't debate that Patron bottle.
Yeah, man. You
like it.
Yo, look up that Steph Liqueur. Go to Rap Genius and look up Steph Liqueur Saturday and read just read the hook. And this is your boy Khaled. Khaled is co-signing this female.
How the heck you spell Liqueur?
Lecor.
Saturday.
Sad. Squeak.
First, let me see what she looked like. What in the world is she wearing?
I don't know. Does she have the blue hair?
Why is she like a male Filipino with long hair? This might be a lady boy.
A lady boy. A lady boy.
Let me see.
Read the hook. Just read the hook.
The hook. I got up early on a Saturday. I did some shopping on a Saturday. I got some head. I got a check. He ate the booty on a Saturday. Smoked like a Marley on a Saturday. Went to a party on a Saturday. I got some head. I got a check. We made a movie on a Saturday. Shut up, man. It's not real.
I'm telling you, though, there's a video. There's a video for this, man. And Khaled's in it. He's in the video.
I'm about to send him a hateful tweet.
You know, and the messed up part about it is when you play it, it sounds worse than you saying it.
Oh my God, it sounds like Future.
This is our music. This is our music now. She had a list. She had a list of errands that she did on Saturday and made a song about it.
I'm done, man.
Oh my God!
Man, I should have wiped up a high school rat, dog.
For real, man. It's over, dog. For real, man.
Let's make a song then. We gotta put on.
For real, man. Like, yo, I was just thinking about it. Like, yo, man, I can come up with some bullshit. Cause, like, yo, besides this song right here, right? This is never gonna happen with this song. But it's certain songs that when you hear it, you're like, oh my God, this is stupid. But they beat you over the head with it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I gotta like it. Because they keep playing this fucking shit.
How do you even, like, I don't even know how people in the studio was like, yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's the single.
That's the one. Oh, we shooting a video for this one.
Man, I gotta see what people are saying about this.
Oh, you know they like it.
Oh, man, fire. First comment. Exclamation mark. Fire. Oh, man. You're going to be the next Nicki Minaj, if not better. This is fire. I'm riding with you all the way. 100. 100.
You're lying. 100. You are lying.
Whoa. Very nice. Love you. Nah, man. Let me go to another one. These people, too. Oh, this one got 60,000 views. So, yeah, we're going to get that. Oh, nope. 5 million.
That song got 5 million views?
Oh, my bad. That's the wrong video. Oh. All right, here we go. This one got 60,000. See what they saying. He said, I heard this garbage on the radio on Saturday. Migos should hop on this.
See?
Dang, I'm a thought every Saturday. I love this song. Nah, they really love it, dog. We're doomed.
Yeah.
Netflix and pizza on Saturday. Dang, man. I can't believe this.
You got the tweet of the day?
Uh-uh.
I got one.
Uh-oh.
Now, before I read this, I want y'all to know this got, when it was screenshotted, it had 588 retweets and 346 favorites. My ex thinks she hurt me by cuffing with some nigga who used to be my mans. Little do she know, I fucked him first while we was together.
Whoa.
Laugh my fucking ass off.
See, man. Hey, so every time he said he was going to watch the game, he was putting them lace drawers on.
Yep, with the penis pouch.
The penis pouch, man. Dang. You can't even, man. Dang, you can't trust that. You don't know what's going on.
Man, yo, we got to get back into church or something.
Man, my boy hit me up last night. He was like, yo, every TV show, they got the gay couple in it, the gay agenda in it.
Yeah.
Every TV show.
Yep.
He's like, what's going on? He was like, man, I'm cool with gay people. I don't care. But every show?
Every show.
They trying to make it where it's normal now just to, hey, man, we pretty, though. Yo, they going to change it to where out the womb, you like dudes and chicks. Out the womb.
Everybody. Damn.
It's going to be
you for real. Oh, we got a new black show.
What?
The Carmichael Show.
What's that about? That's the one you was talking about?
Yeah, his name is a comedian, Gerard Carmichael. It's a show about him and his family. Loretta Devine is his mom. David Allen Greer is his dad. Lil Rel is his brother. Tiffany Haddish is the brother's.
Haddish.
Yeah, is the brother's ex-wife. And he got his girlfriend. I forgot her name. But it's a show about his family. And it's actually pretty funny, man.
Check it out on that free account I got. Shout out to
yo, it's actually pretty good, man. I watch it faithfully.
All right, I'm gonna check that out.
And tweeted about it a couple times. You know, I don't do that.
We got a matter of fact, we got a lot of shows. Fear the Walking Dead. You watch that?
Nope.
Now I got a problem with this show, man.
Uh-oh. Really?
And I got a problem with the people. All right, there's people out here saying, y'all mad at this show, but this how it would be when an apocalypse just jump off. You don't know what's going on. No, if you are this stupid, you going to be dead. I don't want to hear this. It's an, they just figuring out. They're not just figuring out. Dude, all right. Dude called his parents and was like, yo, I just killed such and such. He tried to kill me. So the parents run down there to go meet him. So they was like, where's the body? He's like, it was over there. So they're like, it's not there no more. So they turn around. Dude is a zombie coming at them. They're like, yo. They calling his name. Okay, I understand this part. Okay, you're calling his name. You don't know. You really don't know what's going on right now. He's not responding. Now he's trying to eat you.
The guy that you just killed.
Yeah, the guy that you just killed. He got back up. He's trying to eat you. Okay. So, what happened? They shot him a few. They did something. He kept getting up. So, finally, the kid ran the dude over with the truck. As they're pulling off, this dude is still moving. Red flags everywhere. Something ain't right. So, then you see. This is another thing that was stupid. All right. You know, like, they did a cop brutality scene where everybody was upset and rioting and picketing because the cops shot a dude in the street like 10 times. The dude fell, got up, and kept coming. They shot him again 10 times. He fell down, got back up, kept coming. So then they finally shot him in the head and he died. Why is everybody rioting and outraged? You just seen the footage. That's normal now? That's normal.
Hold on. So you're telling me they were like screaming police brutality and shit?
Yeah, had the picket signs and everything.
Not the fact that the dude kept getting up.
Yeah, nobody cares that this motherfucker got up 17 times.
God damn.
Nobody cared about that part.
Oh, shit.
Nah, it's so much stupid stuff in this show. Then, all right, that father, his son told him that the dude, he seen the dude eat another dude's brains. He was there when they kept trying to kill the dude and they ran him over in the truck and he's still moving. He seen the video of the dude getting up, walking in the street, getting falling, getting shot, and getting back up. So then they run into another zombie. He's over here trying to talk to him. Come on, Rick. You remember? We used to hang out. This dude is trying to eat you. So another dude, the only smart guy on the show, blows the dude's head off, and they mad at him. Y'all done encountered 5 zombies already, and y'all mad because he killed them.
Y'all care nothing about that.
Dog, it's just a bunch. Yo, if that's how it's really going to be, I'm glad y'all going to be the first ones dead and not me.
Hell yeah.
We seen a dude getting eat in Miami, getting his face ate. Wasn't nobody acting stupid then.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this could be turned into something. We didn't see the guy recording it running up on him like, hey, guy, what's wrong with you? But now all of a sudden, we supposed to sympathize with these characters because they that stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, and the mom. All right, they was in the school, right, in the hallway. The principal. Now, she's been in this school. She works in this school. She knows the principal. So he got turned into a zombie. He's on the other side of the hallway. She's calling his name. He's not responding. Then he starts stumbling towards her. She's still trying to reason with this dude. You've seen all these other things happen. Oh, but you still an idiot. So now we're just that stupid now.
Yeah, apparently.
You know, shout out to the Firestarter podcast because they was on the same thing. Like, yo, this they being too stupid.
What's the reviews of the show?
Like, I ain't even looked them up. It's kind of like it's half and half. Like, people love it, and people just like it's the people. A lot of people saying it's slow because it is going real slow, but. I don't know. I got to keep watching because I'm trying to wait till they speed up.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can't be dumb forever. Why is there only one guy on the show who ain't? It's actually 2 people on the show. It's a kid and an old man that's not dumb. But everybody else is an idiot. Then, we talked about Empire's back. Hal got away with murder. That's pretty dope. Flash is coming back. Arrow. And the original Walking Dead coming back. We got Heroes Reborn. We got Minority Report.
I don't think that's going to make it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to make it either. But making good look fun in that
job. Yeah, man.
They had a running at the end in the park. In that little tank top.
Pervert.
What? sports is back. We got the NFL back in the house.
Yeah, man.
You got the Cowboys dropping like flies.
Man, they hit the dirt, son.
Everybody getting hurt and they still winning.
Yeah. Jerry Jones loves Brian Whedon or whatever the fuck it is.
Jerry Jones said watching Brian Whedon throw the ball is a thing of beauty. Come on, man. Why is this dude hyping this dude up? He know he trash.
He want him to win, man. You got to give him some kind of confidence, dog.
He might. Now, he could possibly win in Atlanta because, you know, that whole we didn't plan all year for this quarterback, whatever.
Yeah.
Come in something fresh. Other than that, no. That's why they went and picked up
Castle.
Yeah, Matt. Come on, Matt Castle.
Yeah, he was on his last leg anyway.
Can we get RG3, please?
For real, y'all, like... I don't know what it is, man. They don't want to fuck with that dude.
Like, people saying, nah, the Redskins won't give him up to a division rival. Why not? If you don't even think he's good enough to be your backup?
Yeah, for real. Hey, yo, did you watch that Washington game?
Kinda.
Yeah, yo, I put some on Facebook. Nobody got it because the initials lined up. But when that dude fumbled the ball, not even fumbled, he dropped the ball before he got in the end zone. I was like, man, the WRS is out here. No, they can't catch a break. You know what I'm saying? It stood for the Washington racial slurs, but nobody got it. You know what I'm saying? Because Washington Redskins, it kind of add up with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
the Washington racial slurs. So I'm just going to write it out next time.
Yo, that had me dying. Like,
yeah. How you drop the ball?
Right there going into the end zone?
With nobody by you. Nobody was near you, son. How did you drop that ball?
Nah, it's crazy.
I don't get it, man.
But we made a bet before the season started. We had to do the dance again on camera if we lose. So far, we're all going to be doing this dance. Cowboys, Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
And what's another team in it? The Eagles.
Oh my God, the Eagles is trash.
Yeah, so it looks like we're all gonna be uploading these dances.
Is it? Wait, what's the bet?
The bet was you got. I think it's like you got to dance. You got to. I don't even think we got to dance yet. I think. But you got to dance on tape for like 5 minutes or something, 3 to 5.
Oh my God, somebody gonna pass out.
James hit me up the other day. It's about, man, I'm about to just get Gary. We gonna do the kid play.
Is it the winning record out of all y'all or
now whoever team don't make the playoffs?
Oh god damn. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll be dancing, son.
We all gonna be out here dancing.
For real.
I was like, nah, if you do the kid play, y'all gotta have charade in them in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine, man. It's rain, still fine.
So, I don't know, man. I kind of hope that Dallas just tanked the whole season. So, we'll have a strong, our same team back next year, and we get the number one pick.
Yeah. Nah, the way the Giants playing, that ain't going to happen.
Nah, man, we're going to beat them out, dude. We didn't.
But think about this, man. The way the Giants, the Eagles, and Redskins are playing, y'all can fuck around and win the division.
Dog, we can't win the division with no damn Whedon. We still had Romo and have that second game.
But y'all got LeSean back there.
Who?
No, who was y'all running? No.
Yeah, who was our running back?
McFadden.
A committee of garbage. Yo, that is the worst running back core in the NFL. I don't care what nobody say.
Yo, but y'all still got that O-line, man, because even when Romo dropped that ball, dog, the O-line held him down.
That O-line got Romo's damn neck crushed, too.
Yeah.
Yo, we are out of here, dog. We're going to be 2-14.
Yo, I think if y'all don't take it, the Giants going to take it.
Yo, anybody but us is going to take it, dog. Cause I think the Eagles are going to take it because they just lost 2 games. Everybody overreacting, but they going to pull it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we toast out here, dog. We about to start getting blown out.
Yeah, yo, we at the bottom of the division.
Because, man, Romo, dog, like, I don't know what happened, but since last year, this dude is different, man.
Yeah, for real. Like, yo, Romo tired of our shit.
Yeah, that's what they playing. Like, everybody, like, I was like, even when that game, I was like, oh, man. Like, dang, man, don't do that stupid interception at the end. Yeah. Like, he ain't playing.
Yeah, man, Romo, he tired. He tired of y'all talking that shit. I ain't an elite quarterback.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yo, Cam Chancellor, dog.
Yo, the dumbest move ever. He basically just lost a few $100,000 for no reason at all.
Yeah, yo, I want to say, man, it was like $2 million.
Dang.
I'm pretty sure I seen something that said it was $2 million For what?
Yeah, he's probably at the house like, yo, it's almost week three, and they still ain't budging.
Yeah. And they're not going to budge. You signed a 4-year contract and played 1 year.
Oh, heck yeah. They got no reason to budge.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, like, you at least do half of that. You know what I'm saying? Play 2 years. Not, I want more money 1 year into my 4-year contract. Come on, man. What sense does that make?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I signed a 4-year deal with a 1-year option. What? No, with a 3-year option. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog.
And they got all the leverage because they be like, shoot, you just won't be getting paid. And got a long time to sit and think about it.
You won't be getting paid, and the more you miss, you have to pay us. We're fining you for that.
Yo, that's crazy.
You know, like, yo, what? I don't know what he was thinking. And then they lost. They lost them games. No, did they win the first one? Or they lost the first one.
Lost to St. Louis.
Okay. So yeah. So that's. Hey. So I guess he thought if they lose some games, okay, they see that they need me. Yo, they'd rather tank the whole season than pay you some money, son.
Yep. And then everybody you pay, they play garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, look at Cutler, son. He got all that bread. Garbage. Eli Manning. Garbage. Come on, dog. Yo, they saying Peyton on his last leg and shit. Like, yo, they gunning everybody down, man.
Heck yeah. That's nuts, man. Yeah, man, we got WNBA, Maya Moore back in the building.
I don't know why you talk about this.
Nah, man, y'all got to start. Y'all got to get on that WNBA. We got Maya Moore and the Minnesota Lynx going against Brittany Griner and Phoenix Mercury. Yo, Maya Moore, I'm telling you, dog, it's a thing of beauty. She's like NJ, dog. Like, her jumpers and everything, she cold.
Damn.
And she won me some money.
I don't even know what channel. WNBA, come on.
It was on ESPN, too.
Oh, shit. ESPN, the Ocho.
Yo, we got Lane Kiffin. Thought alert. Lane Kiffin supposed to have sex with Nick Saban's daughter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That'd be crazy.
That's why Alabama losing. He got shit on his mind.
Stupid. Yeah, man.
You can't fucking. You can't do that to the man, daughter, son. That's bad.
You gonna have that man murked out here?
For real, yo. No, Alabama fans crazy, dog. They will do whatever that dude say.
Oh yeah, you seen that lady called in? Oh, she was an Auburn fan. You heard that phone call?
Nuh-uh.
Boy, she went off. Trashing everybody at Auburn. She ain't coming out of the house. She ain't getting none at home. She ain't leaving the room. Had that back hill at backwoods accent.
Of course they do.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the losses.
Man. Yo, they hate losing worse than they hate another team. You know, which is yo, they hate Alabama. Auburn hates Alabama. Mm-hmm. But when Auburn's losing, they hate Auburn worse than they hate Alabama. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's real, dog. I can't have it, man. I'm glad I ain't got that kind of passion for no sports.
Yeah, man. It's just like somebody, a Dallas Cowboy fan, DeMarco Murray got hurt with the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Man, my man put up there. He gets what he deserved, traitor.
Dang.
Dog, it is not that. Take it easy, bro. It's not that serious. Traitor. You know people get traded all the time, right?
Yo, and DeMarco Murray got them hamstring issues back. I told everybody. That's why they want to go pay him. This dude was healthy 1 year. And put up them yards, and everybody got sidetracked. Man, Jerry Jones was like, We knows you.
I see what's coming. For real.
And hamstring. Back on that hamstring. Yep. Good luck.
Yeah, for real. You got a Plaza today?
Oh, Plaza today. Let me go look that up, shawty. Plies. Wait, ain't plies supposed to be like pliers?
Yeah, pliers. It's actually pliers. But you know.
But what's the pliers for? Like, he gripped the mic? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. That's something from back in the day, I guess.
When they robbed the,
Nah, you know, when you just had your bike, had them vice grips on the seat.
Let me get these pliers up. I ain't listened to pliers in a minute. Let's see what he got going on.
Ooh.
Sweet pussy, sad. I like to call it that rollover pussy. That when she sleep with her bite to you, I be having that milk in my hand. I be motherfucking red. I whisper that ain't telling the rollover. That roll bite, just like Walmart say. As soon as she roll bite, I little fucking drop that milk in her
hand. I need that lift up and drop that milk in her eye. Wait, what was all that?
We over here motherfucking gambling. I done told my homeboy, no waiting on the first motherfucking female tell me she ain't gonna give me no pussy called Empire Home. I ain't even gonna motherfucking say nothing. But soon as the motherfucking bills do, and you ask me for something, you already know what I'm gonna motherfucking tell you. You better call motherfucking Empire.
God damn.
God damn pie, oh.
Man, where that one?
Yo, you hear 50?
Yes.
50 wild, man.
Yes, man.
Come on, I'm thirsty. Cookie, you know I hit that.
Yeah, me and Cookie go way back. You know I hit that, right?
Yo, 50 ain't got nothing better to do, man.
Hell, man.
That dude's got all that money and just bored.
Yeah, yo, where you have to play the Plies going at Young Thug, dog.
Dog, that's like 17... Should we put a shot at that weeks ago?
Oh. Come on, man.
Where is it? Oh, it's probably on YouTube, huh?
Yeah, it should be.
Yo, Landry sent me yesterday. These fools are selling Instagram clips on iTunes.
What?
Yes. 15-second clips for like $1.95 and stuff.
Why? What? Who's paying for that?
Nah, I hope nobody, but you know they paying for it.
You can go to Instagram and get it. Why would I pay for that when it's free on Instagram?
It's crazy, dude.
Yo, but sometimes, man, when you try to find something and you can't, they'll have it on iTunes and now you gotta pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. People will pay for anything now these days.
Hey, you want me to play Young Thug and Pliers?
Yes. Can you find Young Thug shit?
Yeah, I got Young Thugs right here. Here you go. You look like a young bug, but...
Man, listen, I want everybody in the world to act this fuck nigga Plies and tell this pussy ass nigga, he gonna take this motherfucking video of my daughter off his motherfucking page, calling out her name. It's gonna be problem. That video ain't down today on Everything I Love is problems, bro. Whatever you wanna be with, pussy ass fuck nigga.
On Everything I Love.
Everything I Love.
Foremost, I never disrespect nobody, churn, never have and never will. I put up an IG post of a little girl, I ain't know who the fuck she was. All I know, she was speaking on how I felt, nigga, and still feel like she's speaking for me. And if you had a problem with it, fuck, nigga, you asked me to take it down. You don't threaten me to do nothing, pussy, nigga.
Talk that shit.
Well.
Yeah.
And at that point, Young Thug delete what he initially put up.
Oh, my God. That was so good. That was so good.
Yo, remember the game? They asked Gabe about his beef with Plies on Instagram. I mean, with Young Thug on Instagram.
Yeah.
He was like, man, come on, really? He was like, that ended like right after it started.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, I went to Atlanta that day.
Oh.
He was like, dude, they should know from my history. Don't play with me.
Yo, Gabe will, yo, he entertains all beef, man.
Yo, like, yo, the way Gabe went at the whole G Unit.
Yeah.
Like when he started looking like the bully and G Unit wasn't even responding. Like, yeah. He's going at like eight people by himself. This dude had like a 10-minute song.
Hell yeah.
Nobody was responding. Like, look. Oh, he's talking about the Chris Brown one. Like, really? Come on.
Come on, man.
He's trying to call people in my that I roll with on me.
Yeah, like he be calling the big homies and they get back to him and y'all look stupid.
Yeah. Like, really? Don't y'all know I live out here? Like, I know all these dudes. You up here trying to tattletale.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, yeah, it'd be different when, like, you could talk all day online, but when I actually get in your face and I'm like 6'5 and you just the little miniature rappers, yeah, things change real quick.
Hell yeah.
Like, dick. Chris Brown. Yeah, Chris Brown ended that real quick.
Somebody else just went at somebody. Who? Oh, Bow Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he tried to get whack hunting on, who was it? Oh, just like a regular dude.
No, Cordell Stewart, the football player.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. His baby mama put up a picture, and Cordell Stewart hit it like, yo, take me back to Turks and Caicos. And Bow Wow put up that, like, stop playing sissy or some shit like that.
No, this one was a regular dude, because Bow Wow tweeted something, and dude was like, man, you corny and you whack. And dude was like, hey, man, don't play with me or something. And dude was like, man, you like 4'11", like 130 pounds. Like, I'll knock you out. And then Bow Wow gonna at dude, but he gonna at that whack hunter dude. And be like, hey, man, tell them how we do it out here. Don't play with us. Then he was like, man, you sucker. How you going to put him in here? It's me and you.
It sounds like it's not how we do it. It's how he do it. You know what I'm saying? Your punk ass.
Yo, why everybody running to this whack hunter dude? This dude was crazy.
Something, man. Like, yo, y'all need to stop that shit, man. Y'all going to get that dude indicted for some dumb stuff y'all done did.
Like, this must be the shooter.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna start investigating him.
Yo, that dude that went at Trey Songz.
Who was that?
I forgot his name, man. City Sick or some shit like that. He put a picture up with, I guess, the girl that Trey Songz was supposed to be dating. And then he said that Trey Songz FaceTimed him talking shit and put a message up like, yo, where the hotel that he was at. So the dude said, I'm going up there. And he started taking a video of him in the hallway calling Trey Songz, and he wouldn't answer the phone. But he was with like three other dudes. Three other big ass motherfucker tattoos on their face ass motherfuckers, right? So then he started go back to the crib, start making videos, got the girl talking in him and all this. Talking about, we love you, Trey, and all type of shit. You know?
Oh my God.
I noticed you didn't come over there by yourself. I'm just gonna say that. You know what I'm saying? You take it how you want. You ain't come over there by yourself, B.
Oh, the Whack 100 dude is Game and Ray J's manager.
Oh, okay. Did that mean he heavy in these streets or something?
Yeah, I think he's heavy in these streets. Because if everybody calling you.
Yeah, so I guess he probably took Jimmy Hinchman's spot then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. He a blood, too.
Of course. Isn't everybody these days?
He's stupid. I got this or that.
Uh-oh.
This or that.
Hey, man, this ain't fair. I'm the only one gonna answer these shits.
Yeah, would you rather have pink eyeballs? or blacked out eyeballs?
Blacked out.
Man, you're going to look crazy in these
streets. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it is better to look like you got pink eye all the time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You get pink eye.
People running from you. Either way, you ain't getting no breezes.
Yeah, for unless you close your eyes or something.
Yeah, I take blacked out because I could just be like, nah, man, remember the Crossroads video? And then I'm at the
end of it. Oh, no, yo. That shit scares the shit out of my wife.
Would you rather have tattoos all over your face or no ears?
No ears.
Hey, he said no ears.
Yo, I really, really think tattoos on your neck or face is fucking stupid.
Man, some of them neck was kind of dope. Like, they had the wings on them. If you rich.
Yeah. If you don't plan on getting a job, let's say that.
Would you rather be trapped in a room with a mountain lion or a tank of hungry piranhas?
Shit. Okay.
Let's say 10 piranhas.
Can I get out the tank?
If you can kill the piranhas.
I'm going to go with the piranhas. I got a feeling I could grab a piranha and snatch his head off.
Snatches? Man, it's slippery.
Hey.
And they not, quick.
Not when they biting your ass, you know what I'm saying? You're going to figure out a way, dog. Remember on the toy with Richard Pryor?
Uh-uh.
Yo, him and the little boy went fishing in the lake that his father threw a whole bunch of piranha in to keep the local kids from swimming in it. And he was like, man, ain't no piranha in here. And he walked out in the water, and the piranha started biting his ass. And he jumped up on top of the water and ran across it.
Stupid. Yeah, man, I got to get in there with the piranhas because they're just smaller, man. I feel like I got a better chance.
You know what I'm saying? Something small. I feel I could work with it. That mountain lion, dog, I ain't got a shot in hell.
But what if the mountain lion, what if you finesse the mountain lion?
I don't think that's going to happen. Oh. We talking about one of them Siegfried and Roy mountain lions, or we talking about y'all just caught this off the mountain?
Yeah, straight out the mountain into the room.
Yeah, no, you need it now. Give me the piranhas. And he don't even know what he looking at. You know what I'm saying? And shit people don't understand, they kill. So I'm not fucking with him.
Stupid. Like, President Obama, man. He got a special coming on called America's Broke, in-depth look at America's broken criminal justice system.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Where he goes in the prison. How many presidents going into prison talking to the inmates?
None.
Which was a funny part, because he said, I appreciate you guys taking the time out. I appreciate you guys taking the time out to talk with me. Like, really, hey, ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, all I got is time, brother.
And it's September 27th from 9 to 10 p.m. on HBO.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. We got to check that out.
You got HBO?
Yeah.
So you got HBO and you ain't been watching none of these dope shows? Okay, I see how we're doing it.
What dope shows on HBO?
You ain't watched The Hard Knocks?
No, I don't watch that.
Oh, that's dope. J.J. Watt is a monster.
Yeah, he is. Except this year. They're not really doing too good.
What else they got? They got a lot of shows on HBO, man.
Yo, Ballers. Ballers is my shit.
Yep, Ballers. They didn't make it an hour, though, man. That 30.
Yeah, that 30 minutes be killing me, son. Yo, I did not know that was Denzel Washington's son.
Oh, yeah. That dude got it made.
Yeah. Yo, and he was a football player already?
Is he?
Yeah, he was running back for the St. Louis Rams.
Shut up.
Dead ass.
What, like a backup to the backup backup?
Maybe. No, I remember seeing him in a couple of games.
So he don't play football no more, do he?
No, he's done playing football.
Oh. Man, you ain't remember seeing him no games. We're playing.
Yeah. I remember they like John David Washington, and they said that that's Denzel Washington's son, but you know, you never get to see his face on the field. So when I started watching Ballers, somebody was like, yo, that's Denzel's son. I'm like, what? I looked it up and I'm like, yeah, that's him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for real.
Yo, and that black dude at the college last week, masturbating at the bus stop. Come on, bro.
Hey man, when he hits you, sometimes you gotta go ahead and
at the bus stop, bro.
Hey man, something sexy about them bus stops.
Yo, it'd be some crazy stuff going on in that school. Like, you know, they get them alerts, campus alerts.
Yeah.
Man, like, man, there's three guns on campus. They don't give you no detail.
You say where they at?
Whoa!
What they want? Nothing.
What is going on? Yeah, the shootout over here. That's all we got. School's still open though.
Yeah, y'all better get to class too.
Four laptops. Four people was robbed of their laptops, but
it's shot. But don't worry about that. We
dragged them off.
Keep paying y'all tuition.
Oh well, that about does it.
Don't let me forget. Shout out to Mr. Minus, man.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yo, congratulations on your wedding. I heard it was real dope, son. You and the missus, congratulations, man. He gave us two songs. Static With You. And I always forget the name of the other one.
Illegitimate Father?
Illegitimate. Is it illegitimate father?
That's what you said, something like that. Unstable daddy. No. Invisible.
Father's Day. Damn.
It's called Father's Day?
Yeah, Father's Day.
Man, you told me it was called
Absent Father.
Absentee Father. How you get
I said it was about an absent father.
Oh, okay.
See?
That's the one I want to play.
Okay. You got it? Is it? Did he send it? I think he sent it to us. Don't forget that, yo.
Oh, I'm going to be on Ida's podcast. Ida's back. She was a guest on the show. I don't know if she's still. I don't know, like, if she's coming back or what.
She just popping in.
But I know. Let me see. I think I still got the thing downloaded. It's called I Can't Help You with Ida Bailey. So I know it should be uploaded still on that feed. So yeah, man. I got my Skype back. I'm back in the building.
Are we going to do this regularly?
What?
Update the Skype.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to get another sports show too.
What did Marv do?
Man, you know how these people just fall off, man. They're here for a season.
Marv did disappear.
Everybody here for a season and they gone. So, yeah, man. I'm still out here. What'd he say, Antoine Fisher?
I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
I thought he said I'm still here, too.
I don't believe that was part of it.
Oh. Uh-oh. Lionel Messi suffers knee injury in Saturday's Spanish Premier Division match. Expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Oh, that's crucial.
Oh, man. Another good movie I watched, Joe.
Uh-oh.
This is where I leave you.
Why are you leaving?
It's about a family father. The father dies, and he wants his four kids to be together. They're Jewish. I think it's called Shiva or something like that. They got to spend 7 days together. It's with Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, and some other people. It's actually pretty good, man.
It's on Netflix?
No, it's on HBO.
I ain't watching that. No.
Damn.
I might check that out. It better be good, dog.
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. Shout out to everybody. You know who y'all fucking was. Y'all, man.
Yeah, shout out to Kyle Love and I forgot.
Leticia.
I had to love. Yeah. Yo, the Pisces life doing it, man.
Yeah, man. That article in Madame Noir.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was good, man. That was good. Y'all check that out, man.
Yo, they was at the they was in LA doing conferences and
yeah, the comic I forgot what that thing was called. The comic thing they did. The Comic Con the Essence Fest.
Festival. What are we doing? We gotta get out of these streets.
For real, man.
Yo, this new website get pumping though. It's gonna get real, cause the new website I put up is gonna be able to get credentials.
Oh, okay.
Cause I'm gonna have all kind of stuff up there, and I'm gonna start get back into this photography and like just doing stuff and food reviews and stuff. So
you still got that $47,000 camera?
Yeah. Been in the bag for like the last year.
Yo, shout out to fucking Mr. Randy Watson and Lionel.
I don't shout out ghosts.
Where the fuck y'all at, man?
Shout out to my wrist.
Because it be flicking?
Yep, the flicker of that wrist, dog.
For the flicker.
Now we out, yo.
Peace, peace, peace.
Uno.
Dos.
Cinco.
Seis.
Siete.
Ocho.
Dang. Nueve.
Diez.
Damn. Oh.
11.
I'm out.
Any other show. Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Like some real G's, not from the fathers that run off like a little bee. And now that I'm a father, I see a little me. When I step back and gaze upon my little three, I couldn't picture a world and where I wouldn't be. A major part in their lives, so how could you leave me? It's something that I keep asking before I go to sleep. And even though you weren't there, I think I got your message. I thank the Lord that I learned it. I feel it was a blessing that I was stronger than Nietzsche. I think I learned a lesson, but all these kids may not get it. That's probably why I'm stressing. No happy Father's Day to you, cause you're not a father. You had some kids you didn't raise, why'd you even bother to bring a son in this world? What about your daughter? Then threw them both to the wolves, I don't think you oughta. Get a date, a celebration, I ain't celebrating. And as I open my gifts, I sit here contemplating all the times you ain't come, but I was steady waiting. And see my kids need me now, but they ain't never waiting. I remember growing up bad, no food, having to go to school mad with an attitude. Other kids were pointing laugh at my bad shoes. That was way before the deal and all these tattoos. This was way before they ever gave us free lunch. And we was hungry as hell, cause we didn't eat much. And all the nice things we saw, we better not touch. Never followed our dreams, cause we didn't have such. And mama kept pressing on and wouldn't lie about him. She said that I had a father, but wouldn't die without him. And that he really wasn't nothing, I shouldn't cry about him. And all the bad things she learned from just being around him. And even though I was spinning, she still kept me real grounded. And even though she seen my loyalty was really unfounded, she told me that it couldn't swim and that I should just drown it. And lock it away inside my heart and just keep it surrounded. No happy Father's Day to you, cause you're not a father. You had some kids you didn't raise, why'd you even bother to bring a son in this world? What about your daughter? Then threw them both to the wolves, I don't think you oughta. Get a date, a celebration, I ain't celebrating. And as I open my gifts, I sit here contemplating all the times you ain't come, but I was steady waiting. And see my kids need me now, but they ain't never waiting. No happy Father's Day to you, cause you're not a father. You had some kids you didn't raise, why'd you even bother to bring a son in this world? What about your daughter? Then threw them both to the wolves, I don't think you oughta. Get a date, a celebration, I ain't celebrating. And as I open my gifts, I sit here contemplating all the times you ain't come, but I was steady waiting. And see my kids need me now, but they ain't never waiting. It's all good now, G, I ain't tripping bout how hard it really was, cause we made it out. Just thought I'd write a song so I could let it out. It stops me from being mad cause you headed out. And even now I'm much stronger from my upbringing. You brought me into this world, but that's not a good reason. I should forgive you, but I do it for myself though. I'm tired of being mad, I put that on my health, yo. So I'm trying to change, I put that on myself though. I'm just trying to be right here and break the cycle. You think I ever leave my kids, you must be psycho. And if they ever try to make me, I'ma fight, yo. Cause I'm a fighter to the heart, never giving up. So shout out to the fathers, never giving up. Even with the baby mamas, never real enough to hold us down and stop tripping off that silly stuff. No happy Father's Day to you, cause you're
you're not a father. You had some kids you didn't raise, why'd you even bother to bring a son in this world? What about your daughter? Then threw them both to the wolves. I don't think you oughta get a date, a celebration. I ain't celebrating. And as I open my gifts, I sit here contemplating all the times you ain't come, but I was steady waiting. And see, my kids need me now, but they ain't never waiting.
Feels like just another day.